Hi. The Colin Mann and Timmy podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. I had the Care people over to the house last week to do a little routine checkup because the air conditioner is running a lot now. And I thought everything was fine, but they say, hey, there's a little fuse thing that's off here. We're going to replace it because if we don't replace it, your air conditioning is going to go out. It's going to be 100 and you're going to die. They didn't say that. They just said it'll be uncomfortably hot. And I said, thank you, Care Heating and Cooling. And thank you for sponsoring the podcast. And they said, who are you? And I said, I'm Anthony Rothman. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
One Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. NFL news today. After starting the season 2-8, the New York Giants have fired head coach Brian Daboll. Daboll had a record of 20-40-1 as head coach of the Giants, and he helped lead New York to one postseason appearance in 2022. Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow returned to practice today at a limited capacity after he had surgery to repair a turf toe injury he suffered in week two. He's eligible to be activated within the next 21 days. Additionally, Zach Taylor announced that defensive end Trey Hendrickson is doubtful for this Sunday's game in Pittsburgh. NBA tonight, the Cavs are in Miami taking on the Heat. Tip-off is at 7:30. And in the NHL, the Columbus Blue Jackets continue their road trip tonight in Edmonton. Face-off with the Oilers is at 8:30, and catch the action right here on The Fan. This update is sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. Get a holiday loan from BMI Federal Credit Union and choose a loan amount from $1,000 to $5,000. BMIFCU.org/holiday loan. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The following is intended for immature audiences only.
There's no such thing as a radio rating system.
But if there were, this show would be rated O as in.
Oh my God, this show is so stupid. These people should be in jail. Let's begin.
Good afternoon.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy. Featuring Panama Ted.
Ted's a fun guy.
And the crazy soundboard.
Hola.
I'm Dennis Farina.
So much.
I even made just a little bit of a diagram for you.
56 and Sector X. Walk.
You little weasel.
Turn off your brain and unzip your pants. Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Happy Monday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Well, I knew this day was coming. Hello, brand new man.
Got glasses.
Glasses.
Just getting used to them.
I bet you are.
Everything's sort of fishbowly.
Yeah, yeah. We're in the first few hours for you as a 35-year member of the Four-Eyed Face Club. Welcome. Welcome.
Everybody says I look smarter in these glasses.
You do.
I feel dumber.
You look. I say this with a staunch record of heterosexuality. They're fabulous. Simply fabulous. Your face is beautiful.
How you doing, Ted?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
You got a big program today.
Oh, it's really big. We don't have Jason Stark, though.
Well, our season's over with Jason Stark, but I did talk to him yesterday.
How's he doing?
Just a friendly conversation.
I mean, I'm sure he's still riding high on one of the best World Series that he's ever seen.
That man loves his baseball.
He loves ball.
If you think like, oh, he's been doing it for so long, it's probably just an act. No, I've said this about him. I've said this about Rimmer. And I'm the first one to make fun of Rimmer, and I'll do it later today. I promise. But that guy is as genuine as it gets when it comes to his love for the game. Jason Stark is that way. Rimmer is that way. Rimmer can be exhausted from a 12-day road trip out west. You know, doing Jackets games and
a normal person
would say, if I have to just look at one more puck, I'm going to kill myself. He'll go home and watch hockey for 4 hours.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? For our true baseball degenerates, we have some Reds off-season programming. They have a little show that they do all off-season called the Reds Hot Stove League. So typically we'll air that on Wednesday nights unless we have some programming conflicts, and we'll update you on where you can hear that. Maybe I'll edit little clips of that show, send them along, email them to our guy Jason Stark. He would love that.
So 3 o'clock hour, lots of Buckeyes, lots of college football. 4 o'clock hour, NFL goodness. 5 o'clock hour, a little mix of everything, a bouillabaisse. We will do Foodgasm at 4:46. Timmy has told me that he has a special place to tell us about.
Absolutely do. Yeah, right. I will have a recommendation late in the 4 o'clock hour. Don't miss it.
All right, I got some little quick tidbits for you. I don't know what order to do these in, so I will start like this. Crew go bye-bye. Playoffs over now.
Darlington Nagby.
Darlington Nagby. Yep. I was watching that game on Saturday night. Cruz scored the goal. It was a beautiful looking goal.
Oh, yeah. 1-0.
A beautiful goal
second
on
half.
The road. And you look at those hillbilly Kentucky fans and they're saying, oh, my God, I can't believe this team's going to come in here and do it to us again. And that lasted about 5 minutes and they scored and it was all done.
Eddie Vander. He's so smug.
Eddie Vander.
I just can't stand his face. And now they're moving on. We're so close to goal in the 87th minute.
Giants coach Brian Daboll, former Browns guy. He is
I was
fired
a former
today.
Giants guy.
He is indeed. He was fired today. Just another epic collapse yesterday against my Chicago Bears. I was happy to see it because my Bears won. But, you know, if you look back at the collapse yesterday, and then a couple weeks back, they had a collapse in Denver. What, they gave up like 31 points in the fourth quarter?
Denver had 0 points going into that last stanza there.
That was two games that you should get fired just based on that, not to mention the other crap you got going on.
They hadn't won since they tuned up the Eagles on the road. That very next game, I believe, was that Denver game, and it looked like, you think about that. You go from making that move to Jackson Dart, you got Cam Scataboo.
He's dead.
Yeah. And then
Jackson Dart's
concussed.
But
this was before. You made those moves. You beat up on the Eagles in Philly. Everybody's saying, whoa, this might have been whatever this was, this magic fairy dust with the Jackson Dart Scataboo tandem.
And
this would save Brian Daboll. And then it looked good on the road in Denver, like you're going to win another game.
And
then that fourth quarter happened. Then you haven't won a single game since. And both those guys are injured.
Lenny Wilkins passes away at the age of 88. Legend.
Lenny Wilkins is, like, he is the NBA basketball coach, if we're not talking about Phil Jackson, who is the one guy for me because of all the titles he won with the Bulls.
Lenny's in the Hall of Fame as a player, too.
Yes, he is.
He's in as a player and a coach. Now, Phil Jackson, of course, played, right, in the NBA. He's not a Hall of Fame player.
No,
Lenny Wilkins was Hall of Fame both.
Right. It's just the number of games that Lenny Wilkins coached, and he was a great basketball coach. He doesn't have the championships that a lot of these other guys have, but absolutely a Hall of Famer. So sad to see Lenny Wilkins pass away. I feel like I just put him into, I feel like we just spoke about him recently in the last 2 or 3 months or so. Lenny Wilkins came up.
I'm sure he came up in some way.
But we don't talk about, it's not like on this show in Columbus, we steer over to Lenny Wilkins every now and then.
We had
a reason. I can't remember what it was, but rest in peace, Lenny.
Paul Tagliabue died over the weekend, former NFL commissioner. This is a segment called Who's Dead?
Tagliabue
who's
was
fired and who's dead? With Common Man and Timmy.
Yeah, this is like the fourth tidbit here. We've got wonderful. I thought we had a wonderful show. We got Brian Daboll.
All right, here's one for you.
A guy whose head is the same right side up as it is upside down.
So on Friday night, we were out a little bit early. We had Buckeye basketball coverage. They were playing Purdue Fort Wayne.
Yeah, the other side of the coin of IU Indy. You had the old ooey pooey.
Correct.
Then you had the ooey poof.
And I didn't watch the first game on the television because I didn't want to give Big Ten Plus my money.
No, it wasn't on the television.
I saw some highlights of it after the fact, but the quality of the highlights were not very good because on BTN Plus, even though they charge you more money for it, they film it on a handy cam from 1987.
It's not good.
So I didn't know what exactly that new court played like on TV. You had given me the thumbs up.
Positive review.
On the new gray floor that they have at the shot. So
positive review.
I settled in on Friday night to watch me some basketball in high definition on Big Ten Network.
You got the 4K? You're springing for the 4K?
That game wasn't in 4K.
You don't think it's available in 4K?
I don't think. But you know what? It was crisp.
It was crisp and vivid?
It was crispy crisp. And I was nervous about that floor when I first heard about it because I don't like gimmicky crap. All right, I'd flipped on Kansas and North Carolina earlier, and you look at that North Carolina floor. It's just it's a model of simplicity.
Oh, that's
beautiful.
Wood. That's just wood.
That's what wood should look like. But
what color is it? It's wood.
I had an open mind, so I'm sitting down, watching the game from the shot. And let me tell you something, Tim. You said it was very good, okay? And boy, do you suck.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
And that floor sucks.
Oh, come on.
I hated it. I hated every second of it.
I would flip around to other games, be like, that's a better floor. No, that's a better floor.
Oh, man.
That was Teddy, what'd you think of the floor? You were watching on the TV.
Come on, Teddy. I was a little disappointed because I thought I was going to like it more.
So did I.
I mean, it's not.
Timmy propped it up.
It's not terrible, but right. it's not my favorite.
Okay. So let me talk about the court now, because this is my fear. I had to take a step back because Mike hit me up with a bunch of texts and they were all very negative. And then I felt bad about my own opinion for a minute, but I had to say, wait a minute. My opinion is my opinion. Here's what I think has gone on. After watching that game on TV, because I did not go over on Friday, I think there might be a little bit of a problem, whereas that shade of gray that they picked looks and pops a certain type of way when you're in attendance. But what's more important, how many more people are watching across the country that are not even in Columbus anymore? That is a thing. And I think it might not look that good on TV.
That's
a problem.
It's almost like if you're going to do that type of floor,
you need to do the research of how it plays with the lighting
correct.
On television.
Also, I think it would look better if they wore scarlet jerseys to totally contrast the floor.
Yeah.
They were getting lost with the color of the whites. The whites were getting lost in the gray.
I know. And they're very interesting.
What's the matter with you?
Just the way it was, the way you said it.
Teddy, understand what I'm saying? The whites are getting lost in the gray.
Yeah,
the whites are lost out there.
They're lost.
Where's Nagavon? I can't see him. Where's Tilly?
All right, Buckeyes beat Purdue. We're going to chat about it coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got traffic slowing down due to an accident that's on Lee Road at Central College Road. And watch out for another crash that's on the right shoulder of southbound 71 on the north side after Cook Road, causing stop-and-go traffic from Morse Road. This report is sponsored by Experience Columbus. Holiday cheer is even more cheerful in your backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan all your holiday happenings at experiencecolumbus.com/holidays. That's experiencecolumbus.com/holidays. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
You know that the ESPN Bet Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook of Common Man and Timmy? And did you know that man shaves his pits? True story.
Listen weekdays at 3.
The Fan.
Hey, Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
An early taste of winter for us today. We will see chances of snow showers throughout the morning into the early afternoon, with daytime highs only getting up into the upper 30s and with windy conditions feeling like we're in the 20s. For tonight, some chances of snow showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies. Lows in the 20s, but with breezy winds, we feel like we're in the teens. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The ESPN Bet Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook of Common Man and Timmy. Weekdays at 3, The Fan.
A show you can feel deep down in your plums.
No! That is a bad place to touch. No, 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 no.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Oh,
it is that time of year. It is very, very busy. You got holiday parties coming up, family gatherings, kids' school functions.
I hate all of it.
You know what? That's a lot, right? There's one thing that you don't want to have to be worrying about at all. That's the roof that sits on top of your house. So do not put it off. If you think that roof needs repairs or possibly a replacement, call my friends at Victor's Home Solutions. 866-VICTORS is their number. They'd be happy to get you started. It'll start off with a very free and very good 21-point roof inspection. Schedule that thing today. I'm sure they've got some spots open the rest of this week. They're very good about it. Plus, they can offer an industry-best 50-year leak-free guarantee on every roof they install. Covers workmanship and materials. If anything goes wrong with that roof in 50 years, you are 100% covered. That is some peace of mind that you're not going to find with many of the roofers out there. So give them a call, 866-VICTORS. Go online to schedule it at victors.com.
Let's talk some Buckeye basketball. Buckeye football.
Oh, they both beat Purdue this weekend, right?
Well, there's Purdue and then there's...
yeah.
Purdue.
Beating Purdue in basketball would have been a bit more of a headline. Yeah, let's talk football.
Buckeyes beat Purdue 34-10. Look, I mean, here's the takeaway. You have another fantastic defensive performance. Your offense just smothers the opposition to death. And that's the beauty part about, I think, this Buckeye offense, is that they can beat you with a quick two-play possession where they score very quickly. They have that big play ability, and they have the ability to just poke and prod you to death where you look up at the scoreboard and you're like, wait a minute, it's halftime. We've had three possessions. The opposition.
Right.
We've had three possessions. How are we supposed to get better, gauge what we're doing, or gauge what they're doing when we have so little time on the field? So you have the ability to control the football, and I think it goes without saying, Jeremiah Smith, good.
How about that one play that he had where if Purdue's defensive back doesn't interfere with him and knock his ass to the ground, he's just going to take one to the house because there's nobody back there on defense. But it's just so hilarious how you can interfere with him and he's still going to wind up making the play. He still comes down, makes the catch. He's got big, strong hands. He's so physical. He is so fast. He is the perfect wide receiver, right? Wide receivers come in all different shapes and sizes. You got guys that are better fit to play out of the slot. They might be smaller, more fleet of frame, but this guy is the perfect combination of everything. And I do think, Mike, don't you think that this Buckeye team is just toying with these opponents at this point? We know what we're doing. We know the next game that's going to be a challenge.
I got the feeling.
And they're toying with teams at this point in time.
I got the feeling at times during this game that, oh, they're working on something here. They want to work out a kink here.
Yes.
As opposed to, oh my God, we gotta score.
Yes.
Right now.
Yep.
You know, someone's like, let's see how they react to this.
Yep.
Hey, Lincoln Keenholz, go on out there.
Sure.
Run. And you know what? It worked.
And it worked.
It was a good play.
It was a good play. Everybody knows when you put the quarterback out there in a running situation, you gain numbers in the run game. And that's a thing that this team might even look to do in a more serious football game. And if you can get it to work, and I'm sure they've had that conversation out with Lincoln Keenholz, right? About when you see the hole open up, when that's where the play's designed to go.
You saw that quick, didn't you?
Yeah, he saw and he got his ass into the end zone. That was a nice play.
Now, rushing the football consistently has been a little bit of a concern so far. And even at times during this game, you're like, getting stopped at the line of scrimmage, what does that mean? But when you go back and you look at everything, they ran for 170 yards.
Yeah.
And when you factor in, Timmy, the fact that you had that first Bo Jackson 80-yard run called back.
Puts you
because
up at about 250 yards.
What I thought was a pretty BS penalty.
Yeah.
I mean, that was another decent football game, two in a row now, running the football.
Yeah, and let's not forget, Bo Jackson has 14 for 75. How many plays did Bo have where he is, like you said, a little bit of the concern you want to address is when your running back is met in the backfield by one or two players. I think we do need to have some conversations about the
play.
Too
many plays are getting blown up for nothing.
We do need to have some conversations more about right guard and number 77, and that's Tegra Tishbola. We need to have some more conversations about the way he's playing and if that's going to be the long-term option. He still continues to win the job with the week in practice, but We know Josh Padilla is there. He's probably pushing him. You got to play with a backup right tackle. So think about that right side of the offensive line. Ian Moore was in there at right tackle. They did not play Phillip Daniels, held him out. Carnell Tate, if we get Carnell to other Tate, positions, yeah. didn't play. But back to Bo, though, I thought he showed incredible toughness and tenacity when he's met in the backfield a couple of times. He's continuing to fight and scratch and claw. There was a 3rd and 3 down in the red zone where he had no business. He had no business even gaining 1 yard.
Right.
And he converts a 3rd and 3. That type of stuff impresses me, even though it's only 4 yards per carry in the stat sheet.
New AP poll is out, and we'll get the playoff rankings tomorrow night. Buckeye State, number 1, 55 first place votes. Indiana stays at 2. We'll talk about their ridiculous victory at Penn State. Texas A&M stays at 3. Alabama stays at 4. Georgia stays at 5. Now, Ole Miss is up a spot to 6. Oregon, they won out at Iowa, but they're down a spot to 7. Texas Tech up a spot to 8. Notre Dame up a spot to 9. And Texas up 3 spots. They're back in the top 10. Other Big Ten teams, we have USC at 17, Michigan at 18, and that's it, because Washington drops out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was one of those other games that I was just curious about. When you have a team that just hopped into the top 25, we've been saying for a couple of weeks that they deserved it. Sure enough, they have to take the road trip to Wisconsin, a team that's just sick and tired of being embarrassed, and they go up and they get a win in a typical rock fight. That's how you kind of expect Wisconsin to win football games.
Let me ask you this question. Because it seems like no one wants to win the ACC, right?
Oh, God.
You had Louisville lose this week, a game that they shouldn't lose.
Virginia lose
this week. Miami has lost 2 out of the last 3 weeks, and yet they find themselves right there knocking on the door again as a 2-loss ACC team. Somebody has to get in. They get an automatic bid.
Yes, they
do.
I
mean, they get an automatic bid. The conference champion's going to get in.
What are you saying?
I'm saying me no likey this.
I completely agree with you.
I find it ridiculous that you're going to take up. And look, I'm not here stumping for a 3-loss SEC team. But at the end of it, when it's all said and done, you tell me who in this ACC can realistically go out there and compete for a national championship.
Look, if we have a 3-loss SEC team over a 3-loss ACC team that might happen to be a champion, and a committee agrees that the SEC team is better, I would prefer to just see the 12 best teams in the college football playoff. And if you are a conference champion and you can't be rated in the top 12, then you don't have any business to me playing on. You can play in whatever bowl game you're going to get, and then that will be your season. But I'm completely with you on this, and I feel the same way about the little guy having that group of 5 school that might barely be ranked in the top 25, and they're going to go into the college football playoff. It might be James Madison.
James Madison's 8-1,
baby.
It might be
James Madison's sons, Kurt Cignetti. Does that give him even more credit as a head coach for a foundation that he left?
Why don't we give him credit for everything?
Sounds good.
Everything in the world. That's good.
Oh, Kurt Cignetti did it.
Oh, he did it.
Good old Kurt.
Did you see BYU this weekend, too?
Oh, BYU.
Look, I know that goes down on their resume as a quality loss because Texas Tech is a top 10 team.
And what did they stay ranked? 7th?
BYU?
Or no, they dropped to 12.
They're at 12.
Yeah, they dropped to 12.
They only dropped 4 spots.
I'm looking at their college football playoff ranking that hasn't been adjusted.
They had 9 plays in opposition territory the whole game.
That's not...
9 plays.
Well, and they only scored 7 points.
And you're telling me that's one of the top 12 teams in college football?
No. No, they are not. I tell you, though, when I'm looking at Alabama, okay? Because we're going to start to have these conversations and we're going to start to predict to see what Ohio State's path might look like and who are those top 2, 3, 4 teams, really. What do you liken their win over LSU to? If that were the Big Ten similar, LSU, with what has happened to them, they're still above 500, but we know that they were a wounded team. And they fired their coach. They were 5-3 going into that game against Alabama. And it was 20-9. It was certainly not what I would consider an ultra impressive performance by Bama.
They got the job done, though.
They just survived and won the game.
What would I compare that to?
Is that kind of like beating Wisconsin
no.
at this point?
Penn State.
Same thing that Indiana just did, went on the road and won that game?
I think so. I mean, the reality is with Penn State, is that, yes, Drew Aller's not playing, but, I mean, the rest of that team, that roster is still there. They have talent where at some point people looked at them in the offseason and said, that's the best mm-hmm. team in college football.
And LSU was still that team that started off 4-0, even though it wasn't the prettiest 4-0. They beat Clemson on the road. Clemson wound up being not that team. I just, we're going to be ultra analyzing the SEC's best and the Big Ten's best over the next 3 or 4 weeks. And as we get back to Ohio State's equation, we know again that these next 2 weeks are going to be more about them. Massive favorites. What can they get better at before they take that trip to Ann Arbor?
I want to dive into some of these weird games that we had this past weekend in college football coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch for an accident that's blocking the right shoulder on southbound 270's on-ramp from Morse Road on the east outer belt, causing some delay there. We also have a slowdown due to a crash that's on Lee Road at Central College Road. This report is sponsored by Middlefield Bank. Middlefield Bank, helping neighbors enjoy life with personalized banking solutions at 6 area locations. Stop in their new Westerville branch at 450 Altair Parkway and check out their grand opening specials. Find an MB near you at middlefieldbank.bank today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan. And traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Panama Ted is being forced to produce this show against his will. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. If you pop on the YouTube feed, yes, we're live on YouTube, so you can watch us say stupid things and just not hear us say stupid things. You will see that I have glasses on today. It is the first time in my life that I've really worn glasses of any kind.
We're all getting to see Common Man wearing his glasses. He has a lovely, it's like a tortoise shell type of frame. Rounded lenses, tortoise shell type of frames, which is a good look. I've had that in the past because I've worn glasses for 35 years. But you look great. You look more astute. I really do love the face. And we're seeing you before your own family because you picked them up this morning.
That's right.
And then came straight to work.
My wife has not seen me in them. My daughter has not seen me in them. But you said I look smarter, which is odd because I feel dumber.
I'll tell you how this is going to go when you walk in that door tonight. They're gonna love you. Samantha's gonna jump into your arms, and then Kristen is gonna tap you on the shoulder and set a little reminder for 10:05 p.m. this evening in the guest bedroom
Monday night.
Oh, baby.
No.
Oh.
What are we, nuts?
And bring your glasses.
No. All right, we had some big time college football this weekend. Indiana. Thought they were going to lose. Thought it was done. Instead, you have that play. The Mendoza to Cooper play. I want to play you the Gus Johnson call because, look, man, love or hate this guy.
I like him.
He's genuine. He loses his mind here. Here's Gus on the final play.
Mendoza in trouble. He's out.
He can't form words at the end of that.
Did he lose control of his bowels?
He just soiled himself right there.
It's out!
What did he say there? Did he say it's out or end zone?
I think he said end zone.
It's out! End zone! Touchdown, wow!
Right.
Unbelievable!
What was
it? Sounds like he says Amari Cooper, but it's Omar. I believe he's just saying the receiver's name right there.
Look, it was
Omar Cooper.
It was unbelievable. Oh, I'm watching that. I got Samantha next to me, and look, he was good. He's throwing that ball away. All right, I'm telling you, he was throwing that ball away. He's throwing it out of the end zone. He didn't think anyone was going to catch it because there was pressure in his face. Mendoza throws that ball. Cooper catches it. And I say in the moment, I think he got it. I think it's a catch. I think he has a foot down.
Yeah.
No, yeah. You're not dead. You're wrong. You're blind. You need your glasses.
But he did. He got that. He levitated.
It was unbelievable. This was actually fun in the Hall household, too, because Jack spent half the day with a couple of his buddies. They did some card trading, this and that. And then they were over at the house hanging out, watching some football. And they were kind of watching some other games in the sunroom. I had the big screen downstairs, flipped the game on.
In the sunroom.
And I told them.
Must be nice.
Oh,
to have a sunroom.
It is. That's where the second TV set is. Can you believe it?
My God.
It's 55 inches, too.
What did that cost you, about $7?
Oh, yeah, probably $150. It's a Vizio. And get you a sweet deal at the club if you want one. So I had the boys. I'm like, guys, come down here. I'm putting the Indiana Penn State. Hoosiers are driving. Let's see how this thing finishes up. So we had like me, Sarah, Jack, and his two buddies were all standing there like hovering around watching this drive, watching this play. And if you remember, Cooper had a chance earlier on that drive. I think he was in the slot. He kind of hit him with a sluggo and was open, but Penn State was sending the dogs. Like, they were getting after Mendoza and pressuring him in the backfield. And the way the drive started, he takes a sack, right? You take a sack. Or were they back at their own 10-yard line at that point? Not the way that you want to start it. I felt like it was done as soon as he gets hit, takes the sack on the first play. But it is as good of a play as you are ever going to see to win a game, to keep an undefeated season going, everything that is still ahead of them. It was...
And look, about...
Just survive.
Mendoza, and, you know, there was a point there. I don't think we have it where Gus says, just hand him the Heisman.
No. I don't agree with that.
But I understand why he's getting excited in the moment, because sports are about moments, right? We like to pretend that it's about, it's the large body of work and you're going to be rewarded based on your consistency. The reality is, yes, that's important, but you put moments like that on film, that's what people remember, because quite frankly, his game before that drive was average at best. It was an average performance.
Oh, for
it certainly
sure it was.
Wasn't a Heisman Trophy contending performance. But Mendoza on that last drive was fantastic. And I think it's going to be an uphill battle for Julian Sain to win the Heisman for a couple different reasons. There was really no smoke on him at all to start the year. He is working with the most talented wide receiver group in college football. And you can say, wow, why does that matter? It does in the minds of the voters. I'm not saying it should matter, but we also haven't seen him have that moment yet. Even in that big signature Texas win, he was neutered, right? Ryan Day didn't really trust him, maybe didn't trust himself, maybe didn't trust Brian Hartline to open up the offense in that type of football game. And they didn't need to win. But at some point before it's done, and maybe it's in Ann Arbor, you're going to need a moment from Julian Sain.
Yeah.
Will he deliver on that moment the same way Mendoza delivered on Saturday against Penn State?
And look, I think, and we spoke about this game, not in depth, but before the weekend hit, about Indiana's road trip to Penn State. You had it in your parlay.
I thought Penn State would cover it.
Yeah, you weren't picking Penn State to win. You did pick Penn State to cover, so that was good on you. It made sense, right, that Penn State was going to have some backbone in one of these bigger games, especially when they're at home, and credit to their fans for actually showing up and making that an environment in what that's got to be the worst kind of season as a fan, right? When you've already been playing to a certain standard, you made the playoff last year, and you have your sights set on not just the playoff, but hopefully beating Ohio State, winning a national championship. I can't imagine that. It could not have gone worse for them. So to show up, have some spine, and then play hard, that's different than what Ohio State's home game was against Penn State, right? Where they got pushed a little bit, and you had to respond. He had one final drive, either throw the touchdown pass or you're a one-loss team and you're giving Ohio State a better path to the Big Ten championship game at that point.
We hear about the SEC all the time, and they have a deal with ESPN, and I've seen some articles the last couple weeks saying the SEC has been dominant when it comes to the ratings this year, and I get that. I understand that. But Saturday couldn't have worked out better for the Big Ten Conference. Your big nooner was that.
Absolutely. Right?
It was Indiana and Penn State and perhaps the game of the year and the finish of the year. Then at 3:30,
oh baby,
you had Iowa and you had Oregon, which was
game.
Not on the scoreboard anything flashy, but it was a weather game. It was fun. It was dramatic. And on a weekend where a nice percentage of the audience had no access to ESPN or ABC because of the YouTube blackout, you had extra eyeballs on the Big Ten product, and they delivered.
What better games to watch,
absolutely,
too, right? To see, you know, a team that was down, but again, a preseason favorite pushing back a little bit on the second-ranked team in the country that will be in the playoff and will be a very high seed. They are almost now guaranteed to either be 13-0 or 12-1 because they are not losing to Wisconsin at home or Purdue on the road.
Right.
Ohio State has a much tougher task going to Ann Arbor. So if we talk about who's going to finish the regular season 12-0, odds-wise now, easier for Indiana to do it than even Ohio State with what they've struggled with Michigan. But that Oregon-Iowa game, that was just, it's like a classic Big Ten battle. And credit to Oregon for doing the types of things that good Big Ten teams to do to win late in the season. I love Dan Lanning, too. Won't wear the rain gear. You know why? Got to wear my cotton so I can soak through it, so I can be in the fight just like my players are. They don't get rain gear out there. I'm going to soak to the core.
Ryan Day gets a flipper. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got traffic slowing down due to an accident that's on both shoulders of northbound 270 on the east outer belt at 33. We also have a crash that's blocking the right shoulder on southbound 270's on-ramp from Morse Road on the east outer belt. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. Fresh Time Market, where quality meets savings every day. From delicious meat and seafood to fresh produce and well-being essentials, you'll get big flavor without the big price tag. Fresh Time Market, healthy living for less. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
ML.
What's the best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
Ah, damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
What's the point of watching football all weekend if you can't overanalyze it?
Reaction Monday is sponsored by the Roofing Guys.
The Fan.
This show cuts harder than a Cape Cod chip inside Timmy's mouth. This is Common Man and Timmy.
All right, we got some recruiting news here on a Monday. Buckeyes, of course, got the job done against Purdue this weekend. We've been talking about that. Now to the trail here. We've got a couple here. First, you had Ohio State landing 4-star defensive tackle Emmanuel Ruffin, former Colorado commit. So he becomes the 4th defensive tackle in their 2026 recruiting class.
That's very nice. However, I'm excited about the other name you're about to say.
Oh, and then before we get to that other name,
all right, I'm sorry.
Ruffin is a top 200 overall prospect.
That's nice.
He's the number 26 ranked defensive lineman.
Very good.
In the composite rankings. He's 6'4", 295 pounds.
He's a nice man.
He's a nice man, and he does project, as we said, a defensive tackle at the next level, though he's probably going to have to get into that by Marotti weight program.
Is his first name Legend?
We have Legend Bay.
Legend Bay.
Legend Bay, who has flipped. You got two flips right here. He is a dude flipping expert. That is Ryan Day. We pluck one from Deion Sanders in Colorado, and we plucked one from Tennessee. He doesn't want to be one of those shirtless dudes.
As an athlete, but Carlos Lachlan was the one that was recruiting him, so I assume they have him set at running back.
Is there anything better? I've talked to Tyvus about this, too. He wanted to be an ATH when he was being recruited.
Why?
He might have even been an ATH at one point during his recruitment, and he took a lot of pride in that.
That? An ATH.
Different. He's not an ATH. It's ASS. I'm kidding. No, Tyvus is not. So, Legend Bay, he also flips from Tennessee. This is what his 40 time reportedly is 4.33. That is some burst right there.
Absolutely.
That is speed. Sub 4.4 speed.
What is he? Oh, he's an ATH. Guy?
Yeah, he's a 3-star guy. Yeah, 6 foot. 185 pounds, though, had been committed to the Vols since June. And, well, you know what? You talked about Carlos Lachlan and running back, but what he quoted to Hayes Fawcett, who covers recruiting in the tweet here, is BIA. I believe development is a big factor, and I want to be that. BIA, as everyone knows, is what Ohio State's secondary refers to.
Okay.
Best in America. So maybe he is fixing or clamoring to be someone that is in the secondary there, even though they might use him on offense.
As far as headlines go, this is one of the dumbest ones that I've seen in a while. Here's the headline. UCLA reportedly plans to leave Rose Bowl for $5.5 billion stadium. Okay.
that's a dumb headline.
Technically, yes, that's true. But it looks like, if you didn't know any better, it's like UCLA is building a $5.5 billion stadium. No, they're going to move into SoFi, which has been built for 5 years. And yes, it did cost $5.5 billion, but they're just going to be a tenant. Speaking of UCLA, and they say it's almost a done deal. And I think the Rose Bowl is going to sue them, or Pasadena is going to sue. I don't know.
Yeah, the Rose Bowl doesn't like that because UCLA has been a tenant there for a good long while. And they like having something there until bowl season comes around.
Did you see how many people they had in that building this weekend?
Oh, my God.
It was like 2,000 people.
And how many seats do they just automatically block off with the big giant UCLA?
But even
with that, there's nobody there.
There was nobody there. So they're going to move to the SoFi, where also there will be there.
So
but at least you don't have the history of the Rose Bowl.
It'll cost more money to operate SoFi Stadium, won't it?
I don't know.
If they don't get a certain amount of fans coming in there, I don't know the lay of the land out in Los Angeles as much as Chicago. And I'm sure you don't either, but you spent time in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I didn't go anywhere.
The thing of it is, I'm thinking of, is how Northwestern has chosen to invest. And they had their cool little thing while they've been upgrading their stadium. They played a game or two away from their campus when it was Ohio State. They did the Wrigley Field game.
They're doing that this weekend.
They're playing back
there
this week.
They're playing at Wrigley. I think is it Michigan they're playing this weekend?
I believe that's correct.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, so they're going to do another game back there. But they had the cool little makeshift stadium that's right on the water. And when they're building their new place, it's right there on campus or very close to campus. I assume it's close to where Ryan Field used to be, if not on the same exact site, but they're building something nice and new that is for them, that suits their needs.
That's why they can't play there.
They're taking a bunch of seats away. I think the new capacity for the gleaming, almost billion-dollar new stadium is going to be like 36,000.
Yeah, it'll be less.
They're thinking, though, because they're thinking about what kind of crowd are we going to get when we're at our best, and what's going to create the best environment. UCLA, again, I don't know what the real estate is like in Westwood and if it's even a possibility, if there's a site that makes sense for them. But instead of going from the Rose Bowl, which is so far away, to down to SoFi now in Inglewood, maybe think about getting a stadium that suits your program's needs. But they're not doing that.
Now, Timmy, you're going to be out on Thursday and Friday this week because you're finally going to go through with the vasectomy.
Oh, my God.
It's countdown to pee-pee.
Thanks for reminding me. I've been thinking about this all weekend anyway, so you didn't really have to. Yeah, Thursday well, morning, we're going in.
Here's why I bring this up, because I come in today, and I said to you, hey, Thursday's the day. And you said, yeah, you think I should start shaving now?
Things I wonder about.
What is it? Is this a multiple day thing? And it's like cutting the grass in the spring. You got to go two passes in so you don't get clumps.
That's
what
a good analogy.
What are we talking about? How long does it take you to shave your sacky?
I mean, I don't.
It's a couple swipes. It's a couple passes.
We've talked about manscaping before on this show. We're not embarrassed to say what we do.
I understand.
I do it. I have a secondary set of clippers.
I
haven't done it in quite a while,
though. Didn't think you needed 2 days' notice to start shaving.
I just thought, like, one day, clippers. Day two, razor. And then get the foam. Do you think I should go with the Pro Rosso down there? Would that feel good?
That's a little menthol-y.
Oh, yeah. It'll be tingly when it's done.
See, I didn't go razor.
No razor at all.
I just said clipper. I said, that's good enough.
Really?
Well, yeah, I didn't need... Well, they don't need it just bare ass down there.
But we talked about this,
bare nuts,
though.
Not bare ass.
Yeah, bare nuts.
Bare grills.
I mean, you're close to the ass at that point.
Don't want to make that mistake.
Stay away, though. Stay away. At least stay a good couple of inches away.
Perineum?
That's the, yes, or the gooch. The Matt Gooch, who is a LIV golfer. But we talked about this before, and people confirmed when we were looking at our YouTube chat that day. I did not think there would be any way in hell that the medical professionals would finish the shave for you. I thought that was a bridge too far.
You gotta tip
I thought
them.
They would look at you with a certain kind of eye and say, "What
send
are you
home?
Talking about? There's a bathroom over there. Here's a razor blade. Finish the job." But they would do that, and I don't want them to have to do that.
Your wife is a nurse. You understand what nurses have to do on a daily basis.
Oh my God! And I don't want her to have to do that to me unless it is absolutely necessary.
I bet you your wife at some point has shaved another man's sack.
I don't think she's had to shave someone.
I want you to go home tonight and ask her.
She's had to clean, absolutely. Lots of cleaning. I don't know about shave.
Well, she's a hospice nurse.
Right.
There's got to be cleaning.
Of course. That's
but
what
I
I'm
bet
saying.
You, I bet
why
you.
Would
at
there
some
ha-
point,
why would she have to shave? She's not prepping people for surgery.
She wasn't always a hospice nurse. I assume at one point she worked the ER.
That's true.
I bet there's some shaving that goes on there.
You have to shave your ween.
I bet you she has shaved a ween. You ask her. NFL, Brownies, all that stuff coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch for an accident that's on East Livingston Avenue before Beechwood Road. That's causing a bit of a delay there. And we've got a slowdown on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East split and 71. Just a couple minute delay. This report is sponsored by Taco Bell. The slow roasted Cantina Chicken menu is here to stay with ingredients like purple cabbage and freshly prepared pico de gallo. Try it today at a participating U.S. Taco Bell location while supplies last. Contact store for participation, which varies. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. In the NFL, the New York Giants have fired head coach Brian Daboll after starting the season 2-8. Daboll had a record of 21-41-1 as head coach of the Giants, and he helped lead New York to one postseason appearance in 2022. An encouraging sign for Bengals fans as quarterback Joe Burrow returned to practice today, a little under 2 months after having toe surgery for an injury he suffered in week two. He's eligible to be activated within the next 21 days. Additionally, Zach Taylor announced that defensive end Trey Hendrickson is doubtful for Sunday's game against the Steelers. NBA tonight at 7:30, the Cavs are in Miami taking on the Heat. And on the ice, the Blue Jackets continue their road trip tonight in Edmonton. Face off with the Oilers is at 8:30, and catch the action here on The Fan. This update is sponsored by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call Dr. Mark Levy's office at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or online at sleepbettercolumbus.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Radio experience.
They also have a combined mental age of 11. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. We have a special time for Ryan Day's press conference. Nobody knows why. It's normally at noon on Tuesdays, but tomorrow morning, 11 a.m., so you can catch that on Bishop and Friends. Rothman and Ice. Tyvus will be on Rothman and Ice at 1:30 tomorrow, and I think Ice makes his return tomorrow. Yes?
Yeah. Yeah, he should. He's on the schedule for it.
I miss him.
Yeah, we've had a lot of Adam King time, though.
And then tomorrow we have another early 5:30 exit, which is just rude. It's offensive and rude because Jake Diebler's Buckeye team, they host App State. Coverage starts 5:30 tomorrow. And yes, App State did still beat Michigan. Thank you.
Well, what about Buckeye basketball? I'm seeing that they could be in the running for another 7-footer. Buckeye basketball, possibly looking at Maxime Meyer. He is a 3-star big man out of the IMG Academy. He is Canadian, and he's coming off a pretty good summer and spring with his team Lou Dort Elite.
Oh, Lou Dort.
On the 3SSB circuit.
I don't know what the hell that means.
I tell you what, man. 9.1 points and 8.1 rebounds per game.
How big is he?
He's 7'1". I'd like to see what a weight is on Maxime Meyer to see if he can throw that weight around
78
the next
pounds.
Level. But he's focused to 6 schools, Michigan State, the Buckeyes, the St. Mary's Gales, SMU, Stanford, and Vanderbilt.
All right. Anyway, Buckeyes, App State tomorrow. 5:30. Brownies lose to the Jets yesterday. Stefanski says he's sticking with Dylan Gabriel as a starting quarterback. That game did not surprise me. I guess it surprised me because I thought if Justin Fields was going to play so poorly, which he did for the most part, I thought the Browns would win that game. But they managed to make that Jets offense look poopy and yet still lose the game.
The Jets threw the ball 11 times, Mike.
Yes.
They threw the ball 11 times, and they were able to win a game. And they didn't run for a ton of yards either. They had 33 carries for a $1.27.
No, the offense was not good.
Breece Hall was okay. He caught the play of the game was him catching that screen pass and taking it 42 yards to the house in addition to the returns. That was the two plays of the game where that they scored on a kick return and a punt return. That is ridiculous. It's okay every now and then if someone houses one on you. That's going to happen. It's football, especially with the dynamic kickoff rule. We get it. You cannot give up a kick return and a punt return for a touchdown the same game.
You can.
You can
and
you will.
You did.
Oh, God.
They're bad. You know what? Enjoy the bad. Brownie fans, you knew this was going to be the case before the season even started. Enjoy the bad. Tank the rest of the season. Who the hell cares? Maybe at the end you give Shador Sanders like a cookie and he comes in there and starts a couple games, even though they clearly hate him.
Did you see the way that game ended, though? There's absolutely no prayer of the Jets running another play. They have no timeouts left, but there was like a minute 20, and they're at midfield. They're going to have to punt, and Dylan Gabriel and the Browns offense will get, you know, roughly 40 to 45 seconds left to try to go down and score a touchdown. Now, we all know that they weren't going to do that, but football.
There was a chance
to do that. You're supposed to play the game to the very bitter end, right? And what happens when the Jets go up there to run their BS, try to draw you off sides? The Browns say, I think I'm going to do just that. Let's end this game right now. They jump off sides. Aaron Glenn is out there doing, you know, September rain again. Yeah. And the game is over. Jets win.
Bengals were not in action this weekend. However, I did see some news today. Joe Burrow has been cleared for limited practice work.
I was wondering when this time would come.
He's trying to come back. The goal, I guess. I mean, he didn't quite say it, but he like chuckled and winked when asked if he'd like to be ready for Thanksgiving. So I guess that's the target now. Now, my question is this. I guess you have to. There's too much football to be played. You're not just going to shut him down for the rest of the year. But how scared are you that he comes back? It's ultimately meaningless because your team is not nearly good enough on the defensive side of the ball to do anything to keep you in games,
well,
to help you win games. Then he comes back and kills himself with something else.
So what are you hearing? So he's back to practice.
Limited participant in practice today.
And that means that he's been on injured reserve since September 16, and today marks a 21-day period during which he can begin limited practice without counting against the 53-player active roster. So he's eligible to be activated during this period, but, I mean, I none of us expected him to play this weekend.
He's not playing this
weekend. I'm wondering if there's any expectation in this 21-day period, or if that's just when he might get activated at the tail end, and then maybe the following week, 4 weeks out.
Thanksgiving night is against the Ravens, right?
Yeah, that seems too soon.
That's what they're targeting. That's what he's targeting.
It seems like that's too soon based on what the timeline was at the injury. But now all I'm thinking about is how poor they've been the last 2 weeks. When you had a chance with home games against the Jets and the Steelers to actually be in this thing. At that point, if I'm Joe Burrow, I'm really trying to aggressively rehab this injury and get my toe, get my foot back to a point where I'm mobile enough to do anything humanly possible to go out there and live and die with my guys. But the fact that you're 3-6, the Ravens are making their push now, the Steelers
there's a very good chance that by the time that Thanksgiving night game rolls around
at Baltimore,
they have to go to Pittsburgh this week. And look, Pittsburgh looked like crap yesterday, I grant you that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that they come home and feast on that Bengal defense.
I believe so too.
And Aaron Rodgers looks great again, at least for a week.
He had one of his worst
and
games
then you're hosting
of his last 2-3 years too.
Perhaps at this point the best team in the AFC. Oh, by the way, that's the New England Patriots. There's a pretty good chance that you're going into that Thanksgiving night game
3-8.
3-8.
Yeah.
So is it worth running Joe Burrow out there, even if he technically, I guess, could?
No, that's
by the letter of the law.
That's where I'm going with this. Scares me to death. If you could have done it against the Jets and the Bears, then you're talking. And then you'd have a completely different confidence about this team. Don't you think that even despite what we've heard come out of Cincinnati after that last game against the Bears, it's gotten a little bit worse after the Jets game, after the Bears game, offensive players. Who was it? Chase Brown. Chase Brown was the one that had to get a talking to by Zach Taylor for how harsh he was. And in the heat of the moment,
someone needs to give Zach Taylor a talking to.
Right. I'm tired. And the whole fan base has to sit there and watch Zach Taylor go out there and act like he has a handle on this team when really he can never just put his foot down and get angry and get mean and do whatever is necessary for the offense, defense, and special teams combined. I don't know. It scares me, the thought that you might want to throw Joe Burrow out there in a lost season. No.
He's the opposite of Dan Campbell. So
yes,
Dan Campbell comes out this week and he takes over play calling duties from their offensive coordinator, whose name I've forgotten. He's the guy who took over for Ben Johnson. And it's not like, oh my God, this team is flailing. Oh my God, this team's in last place. We have to do something. Because Dan Campbell saw some inconsistencies week after week, even when they were winning games. And he said, I want to take control over this. Meanwhile, Zach Taylor sees the same damn thing
every single game.
Every single game. and there's almost little to no action to him
and
throughout the week.
He's gone into play calling ruts himself throughout his run and would never, never think about giving it up. And he can't step in and do anything about this porous defense. All he can continue to do is try to play that guy that when any time somebody wants to voice their displeasure with how bad they've been and call it out for what it is, oh, you know, we got to be good teammates. Chase knows that, you know, he's a leader and he wouldn't want defensive guys saying bad things about the offense. And, you know, Chase had a bad play in that game too. Would you just be done with this? It's just enough already. Lions took it over from John Morton, by the way.
He was
the play caller, yeah, first year guy.
Johnny Morton
was a good receiver.
NFL stuff from yesterday. We'll talk about that. We had a good game in Germany. Plus, YouTube TV is going to give you
$20. Hey, good for me. I take you to lunch.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic is backing up due to an accident that's on the right shoulder of westbound 70 downtown at the 71 East split. You're also going to hit a slowdown due to a crash that's on both shoulders of northbound 270 on that east outer belt at 33. This report is sponsored by Middlefield Bank. Middlefield Bank, helping neighbors enjoy life with personalized banking solutions at 6 area locations. Stop in their new Westerville branch at 450 Altair Parkway and check out their grand opening specials. Find an MB near you at middlefieldbank.bank today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Join the Fan weeknights at 6 for the Buckeye Show. And if you're asking if it's just a bunch of homers rooting for all things Ohio State, yes, yes it is. Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes, the Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
At the Ohio Lottery. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
A bit of sunshine, a couple of flurries, but breezy and cold on this Monday. Temperatures only in the mid-30s, wind chills in the 20s. Overnight, mostly cloudy skies continue to be windy by your Tuesday morning. Temperatures in the mid-20s, wind chills in the teens, and a 10 weather impact alert. As we get into the day on Tuesday, we'll see mostly cloudy skies, a couple of flurries, a rain or a snow shower, with highs only in the upper 30s. With your 10 weather impact forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jerry Martz on The Fan.
The ESPN Bet Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook of Common Man and Timmy. Weekdays at 3, The Fan.
Two men who are not allowed to sleep in the same room as their wives. This is Man and Timmy.
Timmy, give me a number.
How about number two?
Caller number two, 614-821-9710, gets four tickets and a parking pass to tomorrow night's men's basketball game against App State. For ticket information, head to Ticketmaster.com/Buckeyes.
That's why I said number two right there, because boy, oh boy,
Brucey?
Is Bruce Thornton having a good first two games. They beat IU Indy. They throw 118 points on the board. Defense could and should have been a lot better as they gave up 102. They beat Purdue Fort Wayne 94-68. We were talking about this today at work. It felt like an eternity ago that this was last week, but there was a bunch of basketball games that happened over the weekend. And as it combines with football and the NHL and all this stuff in the NFL, it gets lost in the shuffle. But Bruce Thornton had a career high 38 points. He was 14 of 17. And the Buckeyes faced a little bit of adversity in this one. They were sluggish in the second half. I think this lead got to 9 at one point. So they got pushed. They got tested. And then they did what a good team needs to do. They throttle up. They step down on the throat. They wind up covering the spread, too. I think was at 24 points. And so they win by 26. But Bruce's numbers... through two games.
You said to me before the show today, by the way, you're like, wouldn't it be great if Bruce could just average this the whole season? I said, yes, it would be fantastic. He'd be National Player of the Year, and they'd rename the award after him.
He would be the college version of Michael Jordan. This is going to change.
T-Bone would hate him.
T-Bone and Tyvus would find a way to smite him. He's averaging 32 points per game, 5 boards, 4.5 assists. He is almost 89% from the charity stripe. He's shooting the 3, 59%, and field goal percentage, 78%.
That's pretty good.
78%. That's a pretty good job. He is a 4-time captain. I'm sure you heard that. First one ever in Buckeye basketball program history. And by all accounts, first solo captain of this year's team since Terrence Dials was a solo captain. I think that was back in 04-05, so good clean boy status for Bruce Thornton right now.
All right, football from yesterday. Colts beat the Falcons in overtime in Germany. That was a fun game to watch. Jonathan Taylor, he's pretty damn good. 244 yards, and if we're talking about, you know, who's in the MVP conversation.
Is he the best player in the NFL right now?
I think it starts and ends with him right now.
Yeah, I mean, we're not just talking offensive player of the year anymore. We're talking about MVP, and the Colts are a team, or one of the biggest stories in football was the resurgence of Daniel Jones. But we all know the bread and butter for the Colts and what makes them go. Did you, by the way, though, see Dan Jones' bloody smile at the end of that game?
I
don't know what wound up happening, if he bit his tongue or something, but they show a couple of slow-mos while they're going to break, and it's just his mouth smiling.
Good bloody smile.
Oh,
I tell you what, I was watching the Giants and the Bears yesterday. Giants crapped away another one. Then they fire Brian Daboll today, but I'm watching that. And I'm watching the snow flurries fly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching, you know, Caleb Williams running for his life and just divots of turf in his face mask. And I'm saying to myself, you know what? I'm so glad you're going to build a dome. I'm so glad we're going to strip away all the aesthetics about football that we like.
Neutralize all that.
I'm so excited for it. Because that wasn't fun at all.
I'm so excited.
Did you see the highlight of that soccer goal in Ottawa?
First of all, Canadian Premier League.
I had no idea the Canadian Premier League existed, but I saw a highlight, and they look like they're playing in the Arctic.
They were. It was like a foot of snow.
It's Ottawa. It's not the Arctic.
Some dude hits a bicycle kick there to take the lead, but I think the Ottawa team beat the team from Calgary to win the championship.
Whatever.
Yeah,
it was fun to watch.
Yeah, it was fun to watch in those elements.
Dolphins beat up the Bills. Bills are 6-3 now. Any concerns about them? I mean,
how could you not be concerned if you lose to the Dolphins? I mean, I know.
And they largely weren't even competitive in this football game.
No. I mean, I'm sure you're going to, as Chris Berman would say, circle the wagons. It's the Buffalo Bills. You don't have to start thinking about how your season is done. There's a lot of football left to be played. You can have a clunker. They lost on the road to the Falcons as well. And, you know, with Atlanta's loss to the Colts, what's that put them? I think they're 3-6, Atlanta.
Yeah, they're not any good.
They're not a good team. That wasn't a good performance by Buffalo either. So it comes right off the heels of beating the Chiefs. So it's hard to tell what exactly you have with Buffalo. I'm not worried yet. We know when they have to win. And they have to win in the playoffs. If taking some lumps and getting beaten up a little bit in the regular season
happens, but you don't want to lose games. Like, this is like a step out of a page out of the Bengals book the last couple of years.
That's true.
Is that they lose games they shouldn't lose, and then they find themselves having to go on the road in the playoffs.
Having to do it the tough way.
You want to make people come to you.
Right.
If you're Buffalo, you have one of the greatest home field advantages in the NFL.
They have the most college football-like atmosphere that you're going to see. I would put Kansas City in the running for that as well, but I don't know. They don't throw their bodies through tables all pregame up in Kansas City. They do that in Buffalo. They are nuts up there, and it is a great environment. You want to have that home field advantage.
Ravens with a big road win in Minnesota. Ravens are still under 500, but they're the betting favorites to win this division.
Still.
Patriots are 8-2 after a big win in Tampa. Drake May is getting MVP conversation. Drake May is a very good player. He was good, not great. Yesterday, that is a fantastic job by Mike Vrabel coaching that football team. And really, when you
and
factor what? And Travion Henderson?
Tavion!
Tavion Henderson.
He was doing it, man.
He was doing it, man.
Whoa! He is completely bottled up. And Tampa Bay is going to get their shot if they can corral him and bring him down. He bounces that play to the outside.
He didn't get a shot.
They flash that Travion Henderson speed. And did you see, he is galloping away from Tampa's defense, and he looks over to his own sideline while he's dashing to the end zone to see if he's getting the signal to go down or just score, you know, because he thinks that way, unselfish, will do whatever he needs for the team. I forget what the timeout situation was with Tampa, but just score, right? You're up two possessions. Yeah, you're going to be up 12 or whatever it is. So just score the touchdown. Tampa cannot beat you. Tampa even scored again.
He's a good, clean
they
boy.
Still couldn't
He's
beat
a good,
you.
Clean running back.
Travion Henderson.
Thank you, Trump.
Our guy.
Mm-hmm.
He is a GCB.
Steelers look like poo against the Chargers.
No, they were just bad. And you know what? How embarrassed do you have to continue to be? And this isn't like college football where you're deciding your destinations, you know, where you pretty much hear your NIL offers and pick where you want to go. But when you continually go out there and the visiting crowd, and it's different when it's the Steelers, I know, but that is a situation that happens more to the LA Chargers, more so to them than it does the Rams. But that's just, that has got to bother you.
There's probably 20,000 Charger fans in the entire greater Los Angeles area.
It's ridiculous.
And they all have tickets to the game. But you're right. It was like 80% Steelers fans there.
A home game for the Steelers, which makes the loss and the performance by Aaron Rodgers even worse. You could see how frustrated he was. It was near the end of the game. They were down inside the 10-yard line, had another chance to score, and Chargers are just getting the pass rush on him. He was just flustered. Just call that a bad game. But then again, he's a 41-year-old quarterback, and we're all wondering if this was something that could be sustainable for Aaron Rodgers, or he hits a point in the season where he just sort of winds down. Not checks out mentally, but physically just sort of winds down.
Now, Timmy, we have the Eagles and the Packers. 8 o'clock Monday Night Football tonight. You can catch it on the Fan 2, 1460 on the AM, or the Fan's HD2. But you probably can't catch it if you're a YouTube TV customer. They have the blackout. Couldn't watch it last week. But good news, YouTube TV has sent an email to subscribers explaining that a $20 credit on next month's bill is coming, but it's only if you stick with YouTube TV and don't switch.
What about this month? What about this month? What about these last 2 weeks that I've endured? The sports hardships that I've endured. They didn't give me Kansas, North Carolina on Friday.
I was watching it.
I'm putting my foot down.
That's okay.
I'm taking my stand. Well,
first of all, you just
miss
the opportunity to watch your team crap themselves in the second half.
Right. I didn't want to watch it. That's what happens too. And you know what? I was thinking about it during the halftime break where Kansas looked really good. I didn't even get beaten up too bad. I was a little disappointed with Rhyme Time. He didn't have anything for me today. All the stuff that I did on Friday. Yeah, nothing. I wore,
as quiet as a church mouse, wasn't he?
I wore a Kirk Heinrich basketball jersey with no undershirt.
Don't remind me, buddy. I had dreams about it this weekend.
It's probably what Cal was telling me today, who works here in our office, that's the reason that we lost. The basketball gods. Yeah. Basketball gods smited me.
What's the deal with the Buckeye-Rutger game time? We have not gotten it yet. When will we get it? We'll tell you coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some slower traffic on westbound 670 from 71 to Neal Avenue, and things are also moving a little slow on northbound 71 on the north side from I-70 to 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by rrfoundationspecialist.com. Trust R&R Foundation Specialist for expert waterproofing and foundation solutions. Family-owned, honest, and thorough. No hidden fees, just proven results. Stop leaks and moisture before they spread. Visit rrfoundationspecialist.com to schedule your free assessment today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man's wife would rather bang her head up against a wall instead of listening to this show. Timmy's wife is banging
the milkman.
This is Man and Timmy.
I got excited because we're out there playing a little game of mid-show Pongy in the last break.
Mm-hmm.
And commercial came on that big TV, and it was a Chex commercial. They had all the different cereals, but it was themed towards making your Chex Mix.
Oh, it's,
they had the bowls
the season,
of Chex
Timmy.
Mix out on the table.
Tis the season.
Is there anything better than when you have, you know, a couple of days off of work, the holidays are near, it's a nice chilly fall or winter day, and you make up a hot baked batch of Chex Mix? It's the best.
No, I gotta pace myself with that.
Oh, it is so
because
easy
I'll just
to crush.
Sit and eat the whole damn thing.
I'm the same way. I don't care either.
Now, when last we
I don't
spoke
care.
Last year, of course you don't care. You're the same size since I've met you. I'm over here lactating.
Well, you know what? It's good too. You're supposed to cheat. There's certain times a year.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Where
from
you're supposed
you.
To cheat.
Encouragement to get fatter.
Well, I tell you what. I make you my Chex Mix. You're not going to be able to stop eating
I'm
it.
I'm suckling at eggnog bottles from Hartzler's.
Sarah actually did the little bourbon eggnog mixer this weekend. She loved it. She's not really drinking whiskey a lot either.
Doesn't really need the booze.
Oh, but you put a little splash of bourbon in it? Oh, my God.
Well, she's living
it's
with
delectable.
You. She needs the bourbon. What was I going to say?
We're talking about Chex Mix.
When last we spoke, you said that you were going to experiment with some Bugles in your Chex Mix.
I can't wait to try that.
Oh, you haven't done it yet?
I don't. I mean, how often do you make Chex Mix throughout the year? And it's a special occasion.
Just once or twice.
Yeah, it's a couple times for me.
Cold weather months.
Yeah, it's cold weather stuff. Summertime Chex Mix? No, can't do that.
Summertime?
No.
What would we do? Maybe we have Chex Mix for different seasons. How about that? Maybe in the summertime, we do more of like a chili lime spice Chex Mix.
Mm. But you're still baking it, though.
I understand.
You're still cooking it, right? Because it's got to be good that way.
Yeah.
Chili lime would be good. Then
you got
have
a good AC unit.
You have that. Sure.
Turn on the oven. It's all right.
I got the Care Heating and Cooling plan.
There you go.
I'm good to go. I spend the $20 a month. It's a fantastic deal. You're set. So you could have yourself like a nice little Mexican lager.
Ooh.
With a lime slice.
Oh,
with a chili lime seasoning mix. That would be pretty good.
You know what I discovered
summertime.
Recently? I've always been a big fan of the cider, the hard ciders.
I like a cider.
The
yeah.
English hard ciders.
Mm-hmm.
They make them here, but I like the Brits version.
They're less sweet.
Yeah. I like Perry. Have you had a Perry?
No, I've not.
Perry is pear cider.
Yeah.
And it tastes like, even though it's a pear, it tastes sort of like a sour apple Jolly Rancher. Has that sort of flavor to
You're
it.
You're thinking this is for the fall season? Sort of like
I mean, I'm
drinking
the
pears
now.
And the apples and
I'm
all
drinking
that
them
stuff.
Now. I think it's delicious. I encourage you to check out a Perry. And I was just over at the, what the hell's the name of the place off Sawmill Road? It's like a craft beer.
There's a million places
crafty,
there.
Crafty Perfect Pour, is that what it's called?
Oh, okay. I don't know. I haven't been up
Teddy,
there.
Teddy, look that up. I want to make sure I'm crediting the right people.
But you stopped in for a brew?
I stopped in. They have a nice cider and Perry collection over there.
Is this a bar or like a
no,
total beverage
a,
type of
a,
store?
It's a store.
Yeah, Perfect Pour. Craft beer and
perfect
beverage.
Perfect Pour, yeah.
Wow, they got a 4.9.
It's a good place.
That's the spot.
I enjoy it. I
so
stopped
they, they've
in there.
They got everything that you're looking
they
for.
They have some wine,
imports
although the wine selection's not vast. Although they did have a section in there with a sign that just said, interesting whites. I took a picture of it with myself pointing at it and sent it to Tyvus.
Oh, let me
and
guess.
And of course, I get 19 crying, rolling on the ground laughter emojis from him.
Of course you do. Of course you did. That's Tyvus.
They had an interesting Reds section. I have expected to see Chris Sabo sitting there.
Chris Sabo, you took it right out of my mouth.
I'm sorry. What did I say?
Back to the checks.
Let me pay off on the tees. We'll go back to the checks.
Okay, pay off the tees. Back
all
to
right,
the checks.
What's the deal with Buckeye football and Rutgers? We have not gotten a game time. Well, they have exercised the 6-day window for that. So
that's the deal. They don't know what to put in what slot.
We will not stop talking about slots. We will not know until late Saturday, early Sunday morning. However, they've ruled out night games, so it's going to be noon or 3:30 or 4.
Great. So three different times. I was thinking 3:30. I'm gonna put the foot down for a 3:30 game, Ohio State and Rutgers.
Jimmy cracked corn.
What else is in the big? Let me see what else is in the Big Ten that day. So you've got Oregon hosting USC.
That could be a very good game.
That's my money. Big noon kickoff. Yeah,
but again, that's West Coast. It's 9 a.m.
Yeah, you're right.
Bitch and moan about that.
You're right. They can't do 9, can they? That'd be a precedent.
They can do whatever the hell they want.
But they're not going to do that.
That's the biggest game in the conference that week.
It is. That we haven't
Kegs
seen it
and
yet,
eggs,
though.
Baby.
I mean, the most we've seen is 11 a.m., right?
All right, so let's scratch that off. Let's scratch that off for noon. Let's factor that it's going to be the CBS 3:30.
So I think that puts Ohio State Rutgers probably into the big noon kickoff spot. You've got 7-2 Michigan going on the road to Maryland.
No.
You got 20th ranked Iowa hosting Michigan State.
No.
You've got number 23 Washington going on the road to UCLA.
Washington's going to be.
They're not
going to
be ranked. They're not. I know. I keep reading these numbers because the college football playoff ranking hasn't been updated. Washington lost to Nebraska.
That's not a noon, and it's in UCLA.
Washington lost to Wisconsin. Excuse me. Nebraska will be on the road at Penn State. 7-3 Nebraska, 3-6 Penn State, 6-3 Minnesota at 5-4 Northwestern. It's kind of it's a lot of unintriguing matchups.
Well, there is one intriguing matchup, and it's out west.
Right. I'm saying that's the only one. I would hope that you would have many more games second to last week of the regular season at the end of the year there, but you don't. Anyway.
Could we go back to Chessmix now?
So like we were talking about, we would always get into this great debate about what the ingredients are and where your room is to dabble. And I thought, for one, because a bugle is one of these snacks that you never think about anyway. But whenever you stumble upon a bugle, I think I was in the Meijer a couple months ago, and they have the little section where they have the pre-packaged Chex Mixes, which Jack likes, and I'll buy them from time to time.
It's good in a pinch.
Yeah,
they don't hold a candle. Once you have the homemade stuff, you're right, doesn't hold a candle.
Because they have a bag of one of the things that is an essential for my Chex Mix, and that is the Gardettos, but it's just the rye chips.
Absolutely, I agree with you.
Just the dark
100%,
rye chips.
I include that in my mix.
Good, has to be in there. And then they have just standard bags of Bugles right there in that section. And you get the red bag, the original. They're so salty. They're so crispy. You can put your tongue into that tornado cone.
Stop. Why do we sleep on a bugle?
I don't know.
Teddy,
tremendous.
When was the last time you had a bugle? You sleep on it too?
Oh, it's been 20 years for you, Teddy.
I wouldn't say 20, but maybe 10, 15
years.
Man,
I like to put my tongue right in that cone.
No, I've never done that. I don't know what you're talking about.
I think they got nacho cheese flavoring now
for
the bugle.
Oh, what really? Will they come up with next?
I wouldn't do that for the Chex Mix. I would go with the original, but last time I had the Bugles, I thought I need to put a pin in that for Chex Mix season. That could be a good item to drizzle my, concoction, the seasoning salt, the hot sauce, the
Worcestershire. Now, you get pissed off with me because I don't put pretzels in my Chex Mix.
You've got to have pretzels.
I don't have to.
Have pretzels.
I don't
have
to.
You've got to have pretzels.
I feel like it's unnecessary.
It's not.
First of all, I do all three Chex, and the fact that you didn't do wheat Chex in yours makes me want to just punch you right in the neck.
Okay. Okay.
You need
Okay.
You need all three Chex. I do the rye chips, the Gardettos rye chips.
You like the rye chips.
I like the rye. Ooh,
rye chips is good.
Good, huh?
Yeah.
I like the rye chips. I also do a garlic-flavored bagel chip.
I added this because of you.
And it's terrific.
It is tremendous. Do you do like is it a New York bagel, I think, is the brand?
No, it's not that.
Or Stacy's?
Stacy's. That's what it is. Stacy's mom.
I've tried
both. Got it going on.
Stacy's mom does got it going on. It's good.
It is good. But what about a Cheez-It?
Oh, you have to put Cheez-Its in there. You don't?
I have to put Cheez-Its in there?
Yes, a Cheez-It is a wonderful ingredient.
What about?
Wonderful ingredient for the Chex Mix.
Now, I've gotten to the point with the Cheez-Its where I like a good Cheez-It, but I feel like I can't have a regular Cheez-It anymore. There's too many variations. You got the extra toasty. You got the white cheddar.
Extra toasty is good.
You got the parm. I like to mix the regular Cheez-It with the Parm.
Aren't they already doing this? Don't they have a box now that says Duo? I haven't bought it myself, but there's
Isn't like two separate bags in there?
Well, I think maybe if you go, I'm asking you, I don't think I've bought it.
Maybe it's just one bag. Maybe they already mix it together.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they mix it together?
I don't know.
If it says that, because, if it says Duo.
Well, Kristen buys it and puts it in a little Tupperware thing.
So you haven't seen it.
So I haven't actually.
You haven't actually dispensed it from the box, from the bag.
I assumed she was buying two different boxes and just mixing them together.
Well, you know, if you buy at the bigger box stores, if you go to the club or if you go to a Costco, like when you get the cereals, like I've got a Cinnamon Toast Crunch in the pantry right now. This box, it's someone could live in this box. It's that big. It's taking up the entire pantry. They have a giant box and then two large bags of the Cinnamon Toast Crunch in it. Maybe they have that. And then they have one for the regular and one for the cheese.
Real question.
And then you combine them.
Do you think anyone is still listening to this show right now?
Oh, I think they're all gone.
Well, if we haven't scared them all away.
I think they're making their Chex Mix.
We will with Foodgasm. Timmy's got a nice recommendation for us coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch for some slowdown due to an accident that's on the right shoulder of westbound 70 downtown at the 71 East split. We also have some slower traffic on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from 161 to Cleveland Avenue. This report is sponsored by FranklinCrisisCare.org. Are you or someone you know feeling overwhelmed by a mental health or addiction crisis? The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Learn more at FranklinCrisisCare.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Nice.
Stepdad used to pull me on my skateboard from the back of his motorcycle.
Are you going double knee pads?
No, pads.
Are you kidding?
Were you wearing a helmet?
No.
What?
Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan.
Listen up, folks.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Reaction Monday, where our highly trained experts talk football.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys.
Your home for reaction and overreaction, The Fan.
There's a greater than 0% chance Common Man gets fired before this show is over. You're listening to Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Foodgasm coming up in mere moments. Tonight, Buckeye Roundtable, 6 o'clock. Paul Keels, Jim Lachey, Skip Mossick. Who else? Ryan Day.
Scheduled to appear, 6:35-ish. Don't miss it. I've not seen if we have an extra host or not yet. I'll run back there and ask
it is,
Skip.
No, it's not. No extra host. I did talk to Skip about it.
There you go.
No Coach John Cooper, but I think Bill Landis is going to be on this week.
All right, Bill knows
ball. He directed
ball.
Animal House. John Landis.
John Landis.
John Landis.
Oh, you want to... I'll save this for later. We got food to talk about. Lots of food.
Foodie time.
Man and Timmy present...
Oh, yeah.
Foodgasm.
Sponsored by Metal Supermarkets. Visit metalsupermarkets.com/Columbus for all your metal needs.
All right, so Jack was feeling a little under the weather on Saturday. He was trying to get his voice back, so wife and I, we had an opportunity to go out, hunt down whatever we wanted. And we had one of those nights where we couldn't really decide what we wanted. So we were thinking about our spot in Hilliard where they've got the market, the Crooked Can Brewery with the Center Street Market, where you got our friends at the Meatball Mafia there. We know they make good pizza. The Cheesecake Girl's got a spot in there too. Some different options. They've got the, they got a tie, and it's not a Thai place, but it'll come back to me. So anyway, we settled on Bud Dairy. So we did go to the food hall, but we went to the one over here near downtown on 4th.
Man, we love a good food hall, don't we?
Yeah, food halls have taken
over. Everybody thinks that we've outgrown the mall, but in reality, all we're doing is just making upscale versions of mall food courts everywhere we go.
Why do we not want the mall to go along with it?
I don't know what to tell
you, buddy. I kind of miss the mall.
I do, too.
I love the food court.
I want to go to Spencer Gifts. I want to get myself a little light-up penis. And then I want to go get a jacket potato.
I want you to sell me that light-up penis as well.
Oh, I would close that sale, man.
I want you to tell me where all of your Beavis and Butthead t-shirts are, too.
We had quite a few of those. Although, back when I was banging, we were selling a lot of South Park stuff. South Park was relatively new.
Oh, yeah.
So it was South Park, and it was Stone Cold Steve Austin stuff.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
You got any Pop Rocks that I could purchase?
An old lady bought all the Pop Rocks for her oral activities.
You should put the 2-liter things of Sprite right next to the Pop Rocks.
We sell them as a tandem. We didn't sell Sprite, but I know what you're getting at.
Spraying all that good stuff. But no, if they would have just done better food options instead of what we always had. Not to say that the food court wasn't still good, because
food court
you
was
had
fine.
That special connection that you were in the mall, you're with your friends,
you
wanted
the,
to get a slice of Sbarro pizza,
the chicken place,
or Julius. Every place had a chicken place, a rice bowl place, right?
Had a like a teriyaki chicken or what
the
hell was it?
Teriyaki chicken.
It was very
bowl.
Good.
Yeah.
Usually they're standing outside, yummy, yummy, free sample, and they give you a little toothpick.
They give you like an entire bowl as a free sample. You like hardly even needed to,
but then you,
to buy it.
You eat it.
Oh.
And then you're like, this is quite good. I will get myself some yummy, yummy.
All right, so on to the recommendation, though. We wind up going to Bud Dairy. They've got some really good spots in there. And off to the side, they have about 6 or 7 establishments in the main area around the bar.
How many?
Six, seven. And I was looking for a place because I saw that it was on their website and I remembered it. I had tried it years earlier. First came highly recommended by our mutual friend, Brandon Beam. Beamer has never steered us wrong with food options. He told us both about Cuco's. I just went there a couple of weeks ago. Actually ran into Beam and Meredith and little boy Willie at the spot.
Little boy Willie sounds...
Maybe don't call him little boy Willie.
His name is Willie.
Maybe Willie boy.
He is a little boy.
He is Willie Little.
Go ahead.
All right. So McGinnis Grill has a spot kind of off to the side in Bud Dairy on the main level, but they have their own little nook with their own little seating area. And that was the place that I was there for. That was the place I was looking for. And John McGinnis wasn't there that night. He's the owner of the place, but Jeff was there.
What about John C. McGinley? Was he there?
John C. McGinley. Huge fan. They have posters of him up on the wall in that place. So they were very, very nice, first and foremost. They loved you and me, and their sandwiches are some of the best I've had. And specifically, I'm looking at the menu, but it's their food truck menu. It's a little bit different if you go to the spot in Bud Dairy. They have fries with all the sandwiches. And for the sandwich and the fries, which are Loops level and Zaytoon level, with the crispiness, the seasoning, and how light and airy they are, tremendous. $15 for the sandwich with the fries included. A lot of the other spots in a place like that are going to run you a little bit more money. I would recommend they have a barbecue brisket sandwich, which they do with a little bit of the coleslaw and the pickle.
Ooh.
I went with the braised brisket melt. That has their brisket that's been soaking in red wine. It's one of the best sandwiches I've had.
You'd be 40?
And it's almost, it's almost grilled cheese style with the bread, thick Texas toast or a artisan bread type of deal, done to perfection. Two types of cheese, pepper jack and cheddar with grilled red onions. And you'd like this. A special in-house horseradish aioli.
Ooh, I love the horseradish aioli.
I'm not the biggest horseradish guy, but when they aioli that, add some of their own spices and tang to it, it's really, really good. So if you're ever around there or if you see one of their two food trucks, give them a try. McGinnis Grill, really good.
How good is it? Now, you said they were fans, right?
Sandwich is a 9 out of a 10.
They enjoyed you. They enjoyed me.
Yeah.
But if they had looked at you right after you finished eating it and said, you know what, I lied before. You are the worst. You've ruined that show. I hate everything about you.
We miss Bone.
Was the sandwich so good that you would still go back to get it?
Of course I would.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Of course I would.
I forget the NFL player, but it was years ago, and Chick-fil-A was having some sort of political scandal. I don't know what it was.
Oh, yeah. And it doesn't matter what Chick-fil-A does because I like their chicken.
Well, there was one NFL player, a black NFL player, was asked if his love for Chick-fil-A had waned at all with the latest controversy, and he said something like, they could be for slavery and I would still go there and eat the chicken. Now that's a little bit of an extreme, I think, but you're telling me this sandwich was so good that even if they looked at you dead in your little beady eyes and said, I hate you, you're the worst talk show host ever, you'd still go back for the sandwich.
I'd clap my hands and say, oh, well, lay 3 of them on me.
Good, that's what I want.
One for each of us and then one to go. It was that good of a sandwich, one of the best I've had in the city. Justin Durant was the Lions linebacker that said, even if Chick-fil-A supported slavery,
okay, all right,
because they're, quote, too tasty, the chicken sandwiches.
I'm sure he's just making a point.
Of course he is. It's just a play. He wouldn't really go back there and support slavery. That's crazy.
I wouldn't think so.
Crazy.
One of the weirder sports memorabilia auction items is going up for sale. And I think we should really gather all of our funds and try and get this. I think it'd be a really nice addition to the radio station.
A lot of funds.
A lot of funds, but you know, we got a lot of listeners out there. A little full.
Looks good.
A lot of sap. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Things are moving a little slow on eastbound 33 between 270 and Hamilton Road. And keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle if you're on southbound 315 just past Henderson Road. This report is sponsored by FranklinCrisisCare.org. Are you or someone you know feeling overwhelmed by a mental health or addiction crisis? The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Learn more at FranklinCrisisCare.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. NFL news today. The New York Giants have fired head coach Brian Daboll after starting the season 2-8. It's the third straight season the Giants have started 2-8, as head coach Daboll had a record of 21-41-1, and he helped lead New York to one postseason appearance in 2022. Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow returned to practice today at limited capacity. He's been on the injured reserve since week 2 after undergoing toe surgery. He's eligible to be activated within the next 21 days. Bruce Thornton was named Big Ten Player of the Week for the Iowa State basketball team. Through the first two games, he averaged 32 points and shot 78% from the field. The Buckeyes host Appalachian State tomorrow night. And the Blue Jackets continue their road trip tonight in Edmonton. Face off with the Oilers is at 8:30, and you can catch the action here on The Fan. This update is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Awaken 180 wants to thank Columbus by offering $500 off every new program now through Thanksgiving. Awaken180weightloss.com.
One has pizza sauce for blood. The other is Rachel Maddow. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hello? What are you doing? It's a 5 o'clock hour.
Buckeye Roundtable is coming up 1 hour from now. Skip Mossick, Paul Keels, Jim Lachey, Ryan Day will be on the show. And a reminder, if you're used to listening to the Ryan Day weekly press conference tomorrow, or at Tuesdays at noon, tomorrow it will be 11 a.m. Don't know why, but coach is 11 a.m. We do 11 a.m. Catch all the action right here on The Fan. You'll hear some cuts here on this show as well.
I was getting some questions to get the exact ingredients in our holiday Chex mixes, which will be making their returns. They heard us talking about a number of items, but what exactly is in them? You said you don't do pretzels, so here is mine. It is the three types of Chex, for starters, right? Rice, corn, wheat. If I had to leave one of them, it would be wheat, but you use the three kinds. I do a pretzel sticks. That's the version that I like. Then I do Cheez-Its, regular Cheez-Its, or the extra toasty Cheez-Its is fine right now. Gardetto rye chips, that's in there. Bagel chips, that's your ad that I threw into my mix, which is perfect. And cocktail peanuts, or a little interesting twist, Spanish red peanuts.
That's where
I think the tiny little skins on them.
I think that's
them.
Where you're wrong.
Delicious.
I think,
but you got to have a peanut.
A peanut is essential, but I go for the dry roasted.
Okay.
The Planters dry roasted.
Love that cocktail peanut with
now
the extra saltiness
too
that's
smooth.
On it. Oh, but
it's too smooth. I don't like it.
The smoothness will soak in all of that butter, and you'll crisp up, you'll blacken and darken that coating on that peanut. Oh, it's so good.
No, it's too smooth. And you're using Redskins. I mean, we got skins in there.
It's okay.
Redskin peanuts are used for one thing and one thing only, and that's a peanut buster parfait at Dairy Queen.
That's good, too. Yeah. Why is that the only thing, though?
I do all three Chex, corn, wheat, rice.
Mm-hmm.
I do not honey roasted.
dry roasted.
Dry roasted peanuts. I will do garlic flavored bagel chips and the Gardetto's rye chips. And for the now, what do you do for a seasoning blend? You just go traditional?
Lowry's.
Okay.
Is definitely in there.
For the seasoning blend, I get the same seasoning that they put on the fries at Red Robin.
Oh. Yeah.
You can find it at some of the grocery stores. They'll have it just in the shaker.
Like you can find Einstein Brothers Everything Bagel Seasoning.
Sure.
You can buy that in the store, too.
But I like to do that. A nice healthy dose with some Worcestershire sauce.
You got to have Worcestershire sauce.
And, of course, the melted butter.
Hot sauce. I put hot sauce in it.
Put a little hot sauce in it?
Yeah, Frank's hot sauce. My father-in-law uses Tabasco, and I go back and forth. See, I grew up being a fan of Frank's. So I needed to use the hot sauce that I love in my mix. His is great, too. His was the first version that I tried that put that kick, that southern spice type of kick into the Chex mix. I fell in love with that and had to incorporate that into mine.
Now, I know you enjoy this flavor profile. I like it, too. I have not made a Chex mix with it, but have you had a Chex mix with Old Bay?
Oh, man.
Have you done a little Old Bay Chesapeake seasoning?
I have not. Do you think that would be...
I mean, why wouldn't that be good?
You think that would be amazing with all those different items in there?
Why not?
I don't know. I'm thinking about the flavor profiles of some of those other ingredients. The Old Bay is such a... It's such a specific flavor
Absolutely.
Profile, which is why I find it really good on a classic potato chip. I find like that a flavorless chip accepts that kind of seasoning and that blend and the dusting. There's a number of different brands that make that too. If you ever come across a bag of Old Bay seasoned chips and you're even slightly a fan of Maryland crabs or that type of flavoring, please do get it. You
I like
be
to put it in my eggs.
Really?
Scrambled eggs, Old Bay. Good.
I've got to try that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
All right, payoff on the tees. One of the weirder items is going up for auction.
So we've got Mr. Cohen. Mr. Cohen always here, right?
Steve Cohen, T-Bones owner of the Mets.
Guy. Steve Cohen, owner of the New York Mets. There is going to be up for auction here momentarily a gold toilet. You heard that right. Why would there be a gold toilet? Well, billionaires have to have something to spend their money on, right?
So he decided... A toilet made of, you can get anything made of solid gold. Anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a sculpture of Venus But instead, he decided to go with a gold toilet.
And this toilet, from the flushing mechanism, the piping, the seat,
all gold.
The entire bowl, all just beautiful, pure gold. The bidding is going to start at about $10 million.
Jesus.
This is from, I saw this on John Boy Media. I saw T-Bone talking about this as well. And also from Zachary Small, the New York Times. He purchased this toilet back in 2017. You talk about one of the weirder items that you would want to have that much money invested in. But then again, it's a toilet. You want to be comfortable. You want it to be
and
luxurious.
Gold would be that? I wouldn't think just sitting on cold metal would be a comfortable experience.
Well, I would hope that this gold toilet would have a heated seat at the very least.
Well, then it's not if it's real gold.
Why would it not be real gold? You couldn't put a heating mechanism through it?
The gold?
Why not?
You putting heat coils through gold?
You'd have to come up with a way, right?
No, you can't do that.
Yeah, you could do whatever you want.
No.
It's $10 million. You don't think you can science that thing up a little bit?
I'm all for spending your money if you have it. Buy the gold thing. Buy gold. Bricks and bricks of gold or coins.
What is this, Fort Knox?
And swim in it like Scrooge McDuck. But a toilet?
Well, a lot of people don't want to invest in crypto or keep their cash. They just think that gold is the only thing that's going to make it through to the future.
I'm so rich, I crap in my gold.
That's saying something, right?
You wear your gold around your neck for special occasions?
Right,
nah,
right.
I take solid number two waste in my gold.
All right, if you really could have anything that is made of pure gold, what would it be? Like, if money were no object, if you had $5 billion, that was your net worth.
Well, it's not.
Would you want gold floors in your house?
No, I don't want gold floors.
Would you want, like, gold on your ceilings? Like,
no,
a beautiful.
No.
You have the nice ceilings in your house. What do they call that?
Gilding?
Yeah, like the
molding.
Molding. You have, like, the crown molding up on your ceilings. Maybe some
gold up there.
Gold inlays up there,
no,
possibly.
Too gaudy. I don't want that.
Too gaudy.
Dildaroon?
No. A gold dildaroon. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Tell me about the toilet again. Tell me what's ridiculous.
It must have a flush like a jet engine.
Mm-hmm. Can't have a can't have a copper. That would tarnish.
Copper wouldn't be good?
No, copper's no good. If you have water running through the copper?
I feel like I've seen a copper sink before, like a farm-style sink that's made out of copper. Like, what do I care if
doesn't it oxidize and stuff like that?
What if it does? As long as it's safe, as long as it's fine, it can tarnish a little bit. That's okay.
Adds character.
Sure,
your tarnished toilet. Adds character.
I mean, it gets
darker and thicker over time.
A white toilet bowl is going to yellow and stain as time goes on. I think I would prefer something of a different kind of metal where it's just
doesn't white white screams cleanliness. That was like White Castle's original idea,
yeah,
where it's like, let's just make it all white because then people will think it's clean.
But the white toilet, though, it gets nasty and there's no coming back from that. You can scrub and scrub and
there's
clean.
No coming back from that.
No.
It's called clean your toilet.
No, once that toilet starts to tarnish a little bit, if you got a white porcelain bowl, it's done.
What do you mean it's done?
The
what
dirt
are you doing
scum
to your
is
toilet?
There. What do you think we're
I
doing?
I got a perfectly clean toilet in my house. It's 12 years old.
12 years old.
Oh, we clean it every week, Timmy? What do you do? Clean it once every 12 years?
No.
It's a beautiful white. You could eat off of it once it's clean.
That's disgusting. I bet you there's some yellow rings.
There's no rings. You got a hard water problem. You have scaling,
no,
my
no,
friend.
No, we got to descale, and I use my water softener pellets. I got the softener.
What are we even arguing about?
We're talking about toilets.
This show has reached a new low. New low.
Well, we can always try to top that.
You know what I decided I want with my gold?
What's that?
A big club so you can bludgeon me to death.
Okay.
Just beat me to death with my own gold scepter.
I could just throw the gold brick at your head. That would do the job.
Something weird will be on your TV tonight. I'll tell you what it is coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a 5-minute slowdown if you're on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue, and traffic is moving slow on southbound 315 between Kinnear Road and Town Street. This report is sponsored by FranklinCrisisCare.org. Are you or someone you know feeling overwhelmed by a mental health or addiction crisis? The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Learn more at FranklinCrisisCare.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Wake up and laugh with the Bob and Tom Show on The Fan 2.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
It says here they've won 5 Marconi Awards. I can't even spell Marconi. The Fan 2, Columbus's home of the Bob and Tom Show.
Hello, it's...
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan Weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
A little breezy out there with a couple of flurries and some sunshine. Temperatures only in the mid-30s on this Monday. Overnight, down to the mid-20s with breezy conditions continuing and a couple of flurries. Wind chills Tuesday morning in the teens. And then during the day Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies. We'll see a slight chance of a rain or a snow shower late with highs only in the upper 30s. With your 10 weather impact forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jerry Martz on The Fan.
The ESPN Bet Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook of Common Man and Timmy. Weekdays at 3, The Fan.
If the authorities looked at their Instagram accounts, they'd be arrested immediately.
Daddy, what are you doing?
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. It's two letters nobody likes to deal with.
Bad.
Mess you up. ED, erectile dysfunction. It can ruin relationships, much like Matt Khalil's giant member ruined his relationship.
Dang it.
If your member is not working the way that you want it to work, it's a drag for you. It's a drag for your partner. And a lot of men will wait more than a year after symptoms first pop up before they try and get some help because they're embarrassed or they think they can solve the problem by themselves. No, don't do that. Go see my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. They have two locations locally. One off 270 in Hilliard and near the Medical Mile in Westerville. The one in Hilliard right next to Fishy's house.
Oh, you get lunch with Fishy.
He takes you to lunch.
You can show him your progress.
He likes your progress.
Sure does.
Call them today. 800-900-9654 or visit tristatemenshealth.com.
I was looking at this, Mike. Have you ever had jury duty in all your years yet? I have not.
I've been selected for it a couple times, but I've gotten out of it.
Yeah?
Do you just
tell them about the job that you do and that is usually able to suffice?
I've written a response where essentially I've said, now don't take this personally, I've said, if I'm not on my show, ratings go down significantly.
Well, and a lot of angry people are out
the
there.
The people I work with are incompetent Fs.
And but so, that was long before you worked with me, though. This right. was way, everyone, way back in the day.
Everyone I worked with was an incompetent F.
If it came up now, you would feel more than comfortable, more than confident to just do the jury duty.
Not at all.
If it's just a couple of days.
But I essentially said, as much as I would love to do my civic duty, you know, you're taking money out of my pocket if I'm not there. Plus, I would draw some very inappropriate pictures on the form, so they would excuse me.
There were some rumblings that Kentucky basketball coach Mark Pope was going to have to miss their game because he was selected for jury duty. There were some people reporting that Mark Pope was going to miss a basketball game to serve on a jury. But it's being reported now that he is off jury duty this week. He got the clear. He said, I'm done, so I'm out. I love you, telephone service. Let's go beat the Cards. They've got a game against Louisville. And that's not a game that you think you can miss if you're Kentucky's basketball coach.
I don't know how anyone gets roped into jury duty, because essentially all you have to do is go in there and say, you know what, I'd be perfect for jury duty because I could take one look at a person as soon as they walk in and know if that person's guilty or innocent. And they'd say, oh, we can't have you.
That's
your excuse,
that's not too
sir.
Good.
And you go home, oh, darn it. And you go home.
I really just think of the scene in My Cousin Vinny. They're trying to pick the right jury, and it's the prosecutor down there. He's only looking for men and women that are interested in the death penalty.
That's exactly right.
And if a young man did happen to go in and shoot a clerk dead, then you would fry him. She'll do. It's like, mm-hmm. Yep.
I think if I were to be charged with a serious crime, I think I would actually choose a judge trial than a jury trial.
Is it our choice?
Yes, you can choose.
Okay. All right.
Okay. You can choose. You can
you
have
just
the judge
want the
decide.
Judge?
Well, I feel like the judge is more versed on things. Right, I feel like with the jury, there's a lot of peer pressure on the jury.
Yeah,
even
absolutely.
If you get a couple, I think he's innocent. Then you get him in a room, he gets bullied. Then all of a sudden,
they persuade.
You know, they persuade.
And
then I'm dead.
You get that one. There's always that one leader of the jury mm-hmm. that's just trying to grandstand and talk over everybody.
The foreman.
Yeah, there's the foreman, and there could be like a couple like at the head of the table that are more talkers than anybody else, and then they're influential. You know, they can persuade. They can be very persuasive.
Go with the judge.
It's a good judge.
What did I tease? Oh, something weird's going to happen on your TV tonight. So we have Monday Night Football. We have, what is the game? Eagles at the Packers.
It's a big game.
That's going to be
really
on
game.
The ESPN. But
ESPN's going to take a big hit tonight.
On ManningCast is going to be Disney CEO Bob Iger. On ManningCast.
That's interesting.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, how is Peyton and Eli, how are they going to react to this? How are they going to treat him? These guys are not journalists. They don't know what to ask, right? Well, and he's going to be talking, I would assume, to people who can't see him.
That's what I was going to say.
Because they're like, blacked out.
I'm the one that's got YouTube TV, and I saw recently Awful Announcing put a poll out there to ask their readers who are affected by this, who do they place more blame on? I didn't respond to the poll. It had already been done by the time I was reading it, but it was overwhelmingly against ESPN. And
I wonder why that is.
I sat back and I thought about that, and I'm like, no, like I'm.
They're both greedy corporations.
I would have needed a third option because I'm equally pissed off at both. It's a shame for YouTube TV that they would be doing this to their customers and then hijacking me with a $20 bill and saying that you can only get it
if you agree
to stay with us
on next month's
How
bill.
How do I give a digital middle finger to you for that kind of move, right? And then ESPN, it's greedy because I don't know who to believe. You know, ESPN said their side. The YouTube officials had said that's not at all how this negotiation has gone. They are looking for the same kind of fair deal that's equitable and similar to other networks that they have worked with here in recent years, in recent negotiations. And it's not that, what ESPN is trying to charge them for carriage. So it's both. It's annoying for both. That's a weird interview to have.
I think it's odd.
We're not going to be watching it.
I think it's odd to, like, I don't know. Peyton Manning going to grill him? No.
No.
First of all, he doesn't know how.
No.
He's not a journalist. He doesn't know what he's doing. It was almost like when they put Trumpy in the Fox booth this weekend.
Right.
You think I was watching Kenny, that one. Kenny happened. Albert knows what to do in that situation?
President Trump. Yeah.
And I'm not saying he did a bad job.
That's
my Kenny Albert, because he doesn't sound like that, but he just looks like he would sound like that because he has no neck.
It was Jonathan Vilma and Kenny Albert who did the interview with Trump.
Now, I don't know if that came down from their bosses.
I'm sure.
Higher up. If it came down from a producer, if this was agreed to beforehand, or if they just threw him on and told him at the last minute. I don't know.
Oh, I would. But
they're not equipped.
I would think.
And I'm reading
that came
some.
From above.
I'm reading some reviews of the situation. They're like, they didn't ask him any tough questions. They're broadcasting a football game.
Who wants that on a football game on a Sunday
afternoon?
It's not
Kenny Albert's job to start grilling him on Gaza.
And you know, it's President Trump. If you watch that, you didn't have to ask him. I mean, if you know, I took over a horrible mess. This is a god awful mess.
Who's that?
That's
who are you trying to be there?
That was Trump, sorry.
That was bad. Hey, everybody.
Well, I heard you doing your Kenny Albert, and my wires got crossed.
A lot of people came in from mental institutions.
Including us.
We sure did.
I was watching, there's a big, as they call it across the pond, a row.
Yeah.
Problem, right? With BBC, mm-hmm. where Trump is going to sue the BBC for $1 billion because he was misrepresented in a documentary, whatever. So, there's a big hubbub where their big boss man resigned, their director of news resigned. Mm-hmm. So they had the chairman of the board of the BBC. He was going to be interviewed, and he was going to answer the tough questions. But you have another reporter from the BBC interviewing this guy, who essentially
you're
is
working
her
the
boss.
Same place.
But I'm saying this is her boss, and it's like, well, this doesn't look right. Now, I'm not even saying she didn't ask the right questions or she didn't do a good job. You have to bring someone from the outside in and say, look, we picked this journalist up off the street.
You need to get that gal from GQ that interviewed Sydney Sweeney. who just smiles at her. And
Sydney.
You know, I mean, you really were kind of a Nazi, right, Sydney? I mean, come on. Say that you're a Nazi. I mean, come
Chris
on.
Collinsworth in here?
I tell you, you said you had good genes. I tell you what.
A professional sports team has chosen a new identity. Details in 2 minutes. Colin, Mann, and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got traffic slowing down due to an accident that's on East Spring Street at Cleveland Avenue. We also have a crash that's causing some holdup on southbound 71 on the north side at Cook Road. This report is sponsored by IHOP. Introducing the IHOP Value Menu, where all your breakfast faves are just $6 each every day. Where else can you get a big filling sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy plates with the $6 IHOP Value Menu, available every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ken and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
They refer to each other as stupid f***s, so they must get along.
We fight a lot, but at the end of the day, it's okay, because we really do hate each other.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
You know, Timmy, when it comes to minor league baseball,
I love it.
It's really all about the marketing, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's entertainment as much as it's about baseball. Everyone that's made it to that level of the game, of course, it's really important to them. But when it comes to the community, it's as much about what kind of gimmicks you can come up with, promotions, sales for a night, and getting families out to the ballpark for a night's entertainment.
Let's talk about the Salem Red Sox. They are the single A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. They wanted a different identity, I guess, than just being the Red Sox.
That's I respect that.
So they've changed their name to the Salem Ridge Yaks.
The Ridge Yaks.
Ridge Yaks. Their logo is what I believe to be a Ridge Yak kayaking in the rapids. All right. Now, when I first saw this, I thought, well, Massachusetts, Salem, witch trials. Do something with that. Right? However, this is Salem, Virginia, not Salem, Massachusetts. As far as I know, they didn't burn anybody at the stake.
So Salem, Virginia is downstate in Virginia. That's, if I remember correctly, that's near Blacksburg. I'm checking it on Blacksburg. Google Maps. That's where Virginia Tech is. Yeah, it's
in some good banging down there, Timmy?
I didn't do much banging down in Blacksburg. No, I had some friends from Northern where I grew up that went to school there, but didn't make it down there. They do have, I assume the Ridge Yak is just something to do with the mountainous region, because they do have their fair share of mountains down there in Southern Virginia. Smith Mountain Lake, maybe even people from Ohio here have taken a trip down there. That's a pretty popular lake spot where you can rent some boats, do some good stuff.
Teddy?
I guess there are lots of yak farms in that Virginia area, actually.
Okay.
So they raise them there. So apparently they're pretty popular in that region.
Let me ask you a question. If we were, I feel no need to rename. It's a heritage name. I enjoy it very much. But let's say someone is forcing us to rebrand the Columbus Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think represents us? What would we call it? No, Teddy, you can't say Columbus Aviators, because that's been taken by a crappy football team that's going to move into Old Crew Stadium.
Stop it. And is that all we have, like, when we think about new names, something to do with aviation?
Like, it seems to be the first place that we go.
It is the first place that we always go.
Or we don't have
to do
anything that has to do with us. We could just pick a funny name or some quirky name that you think will be good at selling merchandise.
I mean, if anything, would be just the branding to Valeros instead of just the Clippers. We just go with that as the predominant jersey. I know that is Spanish for Clippers.
Yeah, you can't do that.
So we're leaving that, so that's done.
No, can't do that.
I do love those uniforms. I think that's one of the best uniforms in minor league baseball, just saying. What do you think, Teddy?
I'm with you. Those are fantastic. I even have a hat with a Valero.
I got one.
I got the hat, too. Yeah,
I got one.
What you
How
got?
How about the Columbus pierogies?
Now, pierogies?
Think about that.
Why?
Well, first of all, who doesn't like a good potato dumpling? You can have dumpling races, like they have the sausage races in Milwaukee, right? We can have dumpling races. You have a nice little pierogi logo on the hat.
It just doesn't. A pierogi is great. Who don't love a pierogi? I don't know what it does with Columbus specifically.
Nothing. It's nothing to do with Columbus. You sell some merchandise, though.
We are a great food city, an underrated food city. I think as time goes on,
Columbus fat asses, just an obese person.
Fat asses.
T-Bone is the mascot.
What about the slices? And it's a pizza slice. From one of the up-and-coming pizza cities in America.
Columbus slices? No.
No.
That's dumb.
And it'd be a smiling pizza slice.
I don't like that. What would you do, Teddy? What would you name it? Columbus Common Man? After your favorite radio show host?
I think Common Man and Timmy would be a good one.
Stop it.
The Columbus Tyvuses would be good, I think. One of my favorite guys. Yeah, he can laugh.
I'm looking at a list of the 10 most ridiculous team names in minor league baseball.
Lay them on me.
From For the Win. Coming in at number 10, it's the Montgomery Biscuits. It's great. Fantastic.
It's nice. See?
It's like a pierogi.
Pierogi.
Yeah, that's like a pierogi.
Number 9, the Modesto Nuts. Another food item. Number 8, the Bowling Green Hot Rods. I don't know what league the Bowling Green Hot Rods are in. High A affiliate of the Rays. All right.
Their mascot is Rowdy Roddy Piper.
or Hot Rod Hundley. The seventh-ranked team, the Akron Rubber Ducks. Also love, fantastic
love the
name.
Rubber Ducks.
Six, the Binghamton Rumble Ponies.
Rumble Ponies.
The Rumble Ponies. What is a Rumble Pony?
They hang out with the Ridge Yaks. The Rumble Ponies and the Ridge Yaks get together.
You ever seen the Yak Woman?
Ugly as sin. Hell of a good cook.
Number five, Hub City. I'm going to see if you know any of these.
Hub City Euro?
Hub City.
The Hubs, do you like it, juice?
Hub's Euro.
Yes.
Juice is good.
Oh, juice is good. I get you the juice.
I get it for you. Hub City Spartan Burgers.
Come on. Spartan Burgers.
The Spartan Burgers.
What else?
Sugarland Space Cowboys.
Weren't they the Sugarland
Skeeters?
It's got to
be Sugarland, Texas, right?
Did I make that up? Sugarland Skeeters? Weren't they a team?
Roger, yes, they were.
Roger Clemens was part of that,
they
right?
Were Skeeters. Yeah. Good on you. AAA affiliate. The Astros AAA affiliate. They were only in their fourth season with the Space Cowboys name after changing it from the Skeeters.
All right.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Okay.
Stupid.
The Amarillo Sod Poodles. That's that's a good name. The Sod Poodles.
Amarillo, Teddy. You know who's from Amarillo?
Who?
Terry Funk.
Is he from Amarillo?
Wasn't he?
Oh, I spent a night there one weekend.
Your mother's a whore.
And number one, the Rocket City Trash Pandas.
Yes.
The Trash Pandas. I respect what this team is doing, though, because wherever you're from, you likely had a minor league baseball team that was at least within 15 or 20 miles of you, and it was near and dear to your heart. You probably grew up going to a lot of games there. Where I was from in Prince William County, Virginia, we had a team that had a nice, cool name. They were in the Carolina League, so a regular A-ball, the same league that the movie Bull Durham was about. The Durham Bulls used to be in that league when they were an A-ball team. So our team was the Prince William Cannons, and it was great. They had a mascot. His name was Prince Willie, because the county named Prince William County. So it was this long brown-haired guy with a mustache, big cartoonish Prince William. That was the mascot. They had another one that was sort of shaped like a cannon. It had boomer vibes, just like the old Blue Jackets mascot had. So kind of could make fun of the mascot in that way as well. And it was great. And then they hit a certain point in time when they changed affiliations. And then the Nationals became the team in D.C. So they took them over. And they first dropped the Prince William. Then they were the Potomac Cannons. And then as they were rebranding, they decided, you know what? We're just going to call them the Potomac Nationals. And they took away all the character and everything that used to be there with the team. And that was one of the worst things.
Teddy, you ever fall asleep with your eyes open?
Jesus Christ.
No.
I think I just did right there. Let me tell you the history of Bojangles County, where I'm from, wherever the hell you said.
You know what?
Yeah, it's really good. Thanks.
You know what? Once you,
you
go,
know what? And funnily you know, enough, hey, they just began the Nationals.
Hey, you know what? You know what? Why don't we just talk about pierogies for a little bit longer?
I'm telling you, pierogies would be a hit. Every Polish person in the world would buy one of those hats.
The Columbus pierogies.
I saw, I think it was Eddie in the chat. He had Columbus cream puffs.
Oh,
that'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
Cream puffs is nice.
Mm-hmm.
How about
with the Schmitz flair?
What else do we do? Columbus,
the Columbus zoos.
Daddy Cass there in the chat. She says Columbus potholes.
Okay. Mess you up.
I think there's one, yeah, Columbus construction.
That would
zones,
be, yeah, Columbus road work.
Well, you pretty much
Columbus
have that.
Columbus road workers.
The crew.
Yeah,
right?
You do,
I mean,
kind of have that with the crew.
The hard hats. And
never thought of it that way.
Construction vibe. We wouldn't do that again. That's
maybe
amateur
hour. The crew should lean into that a little more.
I never thought of how fitting that our soccer team's name was, that our construction never ends in Columbus.
I think every city says that, though, right? Is there a city
in
America
worse with us, though,
that's where they're just sitting around being like, you know what? It's free and easy here. No construction. It's beautiful. No, I'm sure every city in the country thinks that they have the worst construction in the world.
But typically, like, it ebbs and flows, and different parts of town go through it at different spots. Like, our commute, we would have years and years of just peace times with our commute.
Do you think that's the case?
Because it's not that long of a drive. You wouldn't think that to go from where we are here out to Hilliard, that I would have to see just massive amounts of construction
all
the time.
Have you been to Indianapolis? They had the entire downtown highway system shut down for like 7 years.
We're no different now.
That's what I mean. I'm saying
I-71 stuff.
Every city has
messed you up. They took away the exit at the brewery district. If we worked it back there, we wouldn't even be able to get there. We have to take a helicopter. Just drive into a pile of rubble.
But we'd still keep turning off into the rubble every day, never learning our lesson.
The Columbus gravel piles.
No, there's no exit here. Why do you keep turning into it?
I don't know. The Columbus flashlights.
Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch out for some slowdown due to an accident if you're on East Spring Street at Cleveland Avenue. And slower traffic is causing a 5-minute delay on westbound 161 between Kitzmiller Road and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Taco Bell. The slow roasted Cantina chicken menu is here to stay with ingredients like purple cabbage and freshly prepared pico de gallo. Try it today at a participating U.S. Taco Bell location while supplies last. Contact store participation, which varies. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Hello, Big Voice Guy here. I've been hired to tell you all about the Fan's YouTube channel. Did you know you can immerse yourself in Buckeye goodness like Austin and Burb's daily podcast, The Beat? Yes, sir, Bob. Subscribe today.
Active military.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a Care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a Care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Football season is weird because we actually look forward to Mondays. It's Reaction Monday.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys.
The Fan.
Buckeye Roundtable coming up at the top of the hour. Skip Mossick, Paul Keels, Jim Lachey, Ryan Day. They will talk 2 hours of Buckeye football. It's going to be fantastic. Then after that, 8 o'clock, Jackets trying not to lose 4 in a row. They're in Edmonton tonight. Catch all the action right here on The Fan.
How much of that game did you watch on Saturday night? The road game at Vancouver, pretty solid game. They didn't get the result. I didn't hate many things about their effort. They had a lot of good opportunities, but you would have loved Elvis to stop that last one. Thought he had a good look at that one that went in for the 4-3 win.
No, they played fought better, their way back. But, you know, this goes back to the game against the Islanders too, where they had an opportunity to walk out of there with 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, they walked out of there with none.
Yeah.
Now, you played better in that game the other night, Saturday night, but you'd like to get at least a point out of it.
Yeah, it's a big road trip, and it's always a tough road trip, and
you got to get a point to
that. I feel like we say that every time when they take this Canadian Western trip and you're gone for 4 or 5 games. And look, you had a nice start to your season.
Yeah, but good teams don't just pencil in losses every time you go out west.
No. That's exactly what I'm saying. That was an important game for Vancouver going into that one as well, to play well. So you got to dig a little bit deeper. Like, you're not trying to go for consolation prizes right now. And you were playing some good hockey on the road. Now, as you just said, you're staring down the barrel of losing 4 straight games. You don't want that to be the case, and it's Edmonton.
Brian Kelly, fired over at LSU. He has reportedly rejected 2 buyout offers from LSU. He wants the entire $54 million that's owed to him. Look, I'm not the biggest Brian Kelly fan in the world. I think he's a phony baloney and an overrated head coach. But, I mean, he's entitled to all of that money. It's almost like Costanza with play now.
It is like Costanza.
If I stay, I get it all. You know, maybe he's showing up to the facility every single day.
Did he put 4 deadbolts on his office door?
They're so putting in asbestos, trying to get rid of him. But I mean, he's owed that $54 million. If a dude doesn't want to settle, and he's entitled to it. You shouldn't have signed him to the big contract. You're dumb, LSU.
Yeah, they increased a settlement offer to $30 million in two payments, according to documents. That was up from a lump sum payment of $25 million on the day that he was fired. So, you know what? We talk about this all the time. If it were ever you or if it were you or me that were in these shoes, it'd be an easy decision. It would be not work again. I'd go to the golf course. I would find plenty of things to do with my $54 million coming my way. I would be totally fine. Oh, no media? Okay. I'll close all my social media accounts. I won't post anything.
If there's language in that contract where it's like you have to, you know, seek other employment.
There probably is. Like most of these you have to attempt, but we could half-ass some Thad attempts.
Thad gets fired from Ohio State, and like once a year he would go out on an interview for a job that he didn't want and he wasn't going to get.
Of course.
Just so he would satisfy the terms of his contract so he can keep getting paid.
Just do a little Cousin Eddie here. Like we're holding out for upper management.
You and I could show up to interviews with no pants on.
Of course. Just remember the movie Step Brothers, how, you know, Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly.
Are you serious
interview.
About employment? Oh, dead serious. Do you like the dong? How do you like that?
I thought that this was a free and open office here. I thought I could just be comfortable and express myself.
Yes, you're not interested in what we have to offer. Good day, sir.
Sorry, I thought this was 2025 and you're trying to shun me.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
In the Foodgasm segment about an hour ago, 4:46 every Monday right here on the program, I mentioned I was over at Bud Dairy, and they do have a cheesecake girl in that spot. I did not venture over there. I know they got one in Hilliard as well. You can place orders online. We know the holiday season is coming around. I was curious about the cheesecake that I remembered from last year, where they use the Little Debbie treats.
Christmas treats.
Yeah, the Little Debbie Christmas tree treats that are, I mean, those alone are, as the kids would say, goated. They are goat status as far as a holiday snack. That might be something that, you know, it's sugary. Outside of candy, I could probably get sick on those for eating an entire box by myself. But I have not seen the cake available to buy just yet. I did see a link right here that I'm looking at from Gold Belly. They are available on Gold Belly, the nationwide provider for all different food services and restaurants across the country. What do you think that goes for? What do you think the Gold Belly cake
goes
for?
Well, I think if you go get it in the shop, it's probably like $60-$70.
It is pricey.
Let's add $30 to that for transit.
$109.95.
Doesn't surprise me. Look.
Yeah. And it is delicious.
Depending on where you live, if you've had it and you just need to scratch that itch, I have overpaid for tons of items. But you know what? Then I get it, I taste it, and it was well worth it.
It is good.
I sent you that coconut cake.
The coconut
cake. That white chocolate coconut cake from Doan's Bakery in Southern California.
Yeah, Doan's in Los Angeles.
You eat the cake and then you take some back pills.
Oh my God. How's your back doing today, by the way?
Terrible.
What happened?
I don't know. Nothing happened. I just moved.
Why did I even ask? That's all that happens.
Everybody always asks
at this age.
Oh, what did you do?
I lived.
Did you lift something? No, I didn't lift anything. I'm living and breathing.
I lived a day. That's all that happened. Well, if you guys didn't know, this is Mike's first day ever wearing glasses.
Is it normal to have a headache?
Yes. Yes.
Because I'm seeing so much better. But again, it's weird because I've never worn glasses. Feels like I'm in a fishbowl.
It's completely normal. It's something that's going to take 48 hours or so to adjust. Take some ibuprofen.
For blood to seep out of my eyeballs.
Yes.
It's normal for that too.
Yeah, okay. Just power through. Just get a little wet paper towel and dab the blood up. You'll be okay. You'll be fine.
I know. I'm all right.
And you wore a nice cashmere sweater today,
well,
too.
I thought I was doing TV today, and then all of a sudden Adam King's like, I forgot I had to do Rothman and Ice. I'm stupid, blah, blah, blah.
Oopsie-daisy.
Hey, Buckeye Roundtable's coming up next, and Jack, it's time at 8 o'clock. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
There's about a 5-minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. And watch for a disabled vehicle that's in the construction zone on westbound 70 on the west side at Hilliard-Rome Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Laborers and Ohio Lessig. Ohio Laborers would like to congratulate Member of the Week, Michael Manis. Laborers Local Number 1015, Canton. Michael is a 3-year journeyman working with Graco Concrete. Build Ohio right, build it union. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.